Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to. Hi, Wes. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you! All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here I am. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, it was powerful. This is a no-win situation. Give me a call in about an hour and a half. I survived it, and at the end of it.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the show. I am Brian the Hammer Jackson. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network, 96.7 BT Radio. This is it's 11:37 a.m. California time. I'm coming on the air because I have something to say. We're going to talk about vaccines. I didn't want to talk about anything political because you guys already made up your mind. The vaccine, the mandate, I guess everybody's talking about the vaccine. I didn't think I need to say anything. But this shit is getting serious. The main topic, vaccine tyranny. Done being silent. There's a Los Angeles fire captain says opposition to vaccine mandate for city workers. They fight against tyranny. In a 12-minute YouTube video, Christian Granucci. He was in uniform where he appeared on the camera. He was about to be on duty. He said he was hoping, it was hopping mad, and you have no idea, and aligned with hundreds of other firefighters preparing legal action. They don't want you to have the vaccine. We're going to listen to that. Then we're going to get into the myths and the misconceptions about the COVID-19 vaccine. I'm going to hammer this out. I see a studio celebrity guest in the studio. Mr. King Webb. I think this is Mr. King Webb. What's up, my brother? King's usually
Hey,
busy.
What's going on, Brian? How you doing today?
Oh, I'm good doing good. Good to hear good to hear your voice. How you doing, man?
Yeah. Doing better, man. I was a little frustrated this morning because my intentions was to get my laptop out and you know, play around with some music, and you know, I haven't finished unpacking yet and I couldn't find my cord, and so I just said forget it. And so something was like, look in the closet. I looked in the closet and I found my cord, and I said, oh my goodness. But yeah. So now I'm just sitting here, you know, sitting here on the show with you right now, you know. So
I'm glad you
gotta
are.
Gotta let the laptop charge now.
Well, I'm glad to see you, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes when go up in different hours,
back to
I don't
you
expect.
Too.
Yeah, I don't expect anybody, but I'm glad to see you.
Yeah.
Where And you're one of the people who have their reservations about the vaccine. Let's just be honest. I'm sure there's a lot of peer pressure going on with you. And
a few weeks ago when I was on the show, I had mentioned that I'm in the process of working towards getting the vaccine because a lot of people that I know that I got the Pfizer, a lot of the different people who told me they got that Pfizer vaccine, they're doing all right, you know what I mean? You know, they said that any vaccine that you take, depending on the person, you know, everybody experience different side effects, you know. And just recently, I guess the FDA had approved Pfizer. And so, you know, everybody that I know that has taken the Pfizer, they're doing pretty good, you know. They haven't experienced any problems. And then, you know, there are some people who has gotten sick and died. And me personally, you know, I think those who have died, I think they were probably doing something they shouldn't have been doing. And, you know, so, like I said, I'm hearing more good than bad. That conspiracy theory of people talking about there was a chip or whatever in the Pfizer.
Right.
You know, I'm still researching that. I'm not really finding anything. So I can't really go by that anymore, you know what I mean, until I actually see somebody that says, hey, I got the Pfizer. Got the Pfizer vaccine. Look what's going on, you know. Everybody is posting the video about it. You know what I mean? Me personally, I can't really agree with that because I've yet been able to see somebody within the last month or 2 months ago post a video saying, look, there's a magnetic chip, you know what I mean? So I can't really agree with that. But all I can say is for myself is I'm thinking about getting the Pfizer vaccine, but I haven't really made my mind up yet, you know. Yeah, I don't know yet, so.
How would you feel, because it's coming, how would you feel that the school, well, you would have to have your kids vaccinated before you go to school. How would you feel about that the government is making you vaccinate your kids just to go to school? How do you feel about that?
I mean, me personally, the government can't make you do anything, you know. Biden actually was on TV either about a week or two ago, and he let it be known that we can't make y'all do anything, you know. But what we would like to do is, you know, hopefully you guys get the vaccine or wear your mask. And so the government can't really make us do that, you know what I mean?
But what happens if they say, because they could do this, what happens if they say, well, if your kid is not vaccinated, you cannot attend this school. What happens if they say that to you?
That's the problem.
Yeah?
The governor out here, his name is Doug Ducey. He is going against all that stuff right now, you know what I mean? So it's, you know, behind closed doors, him and Biden have been going at it, you know? And so he's already let it be known to the schools that, you know, if a child does test for COVID, they need to go get tested, bring the paper in, and then after that, they need to stay home for about 14 days or whatever, and then they can come back. And then he's telling them if you and then they're telling the parents, if you do get the shot, you know, let us know so we can have it on records and stuff like that. And so I mean they can't really say that because most of the different governors in these different cities and states, they've already done let it be known, you know, it's your choice. But regardless, if you have to wear your mask, then, you know, that's what you need to do. But for here, you know, they won't really do that. You know what I mean? If you don't want to get vaccinated, then you have to go. You have to do the online school from home. You know, I've been keeping a lookout for that. But the school where my kids are at, they're not making them do anything except wear their mask. You know, that's about it. Right. So, I know yesterday my daughter came home and said that a student in another class had tested positive for COVID, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's hard to even, you know, it's just kind of hard to even say if the kid was joking or not, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's right. a lot, but I don't know, man. This stuff is just getting out of control, man. It's ridiculous.
It's scary shit. It's some serious shit. And being a parent, man, it's some serious decisions that parents have to make, man. Because this is like a
life and death situation here. And I'm not a parent.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm not a parent at all, and I figure that I can't say anything because I'm not a parent. And it's a totally different thing. You know, I'm not in that wheelhouse about, all right, Brian, you know what I mean? I got a kid, you know? So I just want to, what we try to do on this show is make you think. We try to talk about something that's maybe it's on your mind, give you the information, and whatever you do with it, you do with it. Give you something to think about. There's a lot, I'll clown on this show a lot, but in between the clowning, I will try to give you something to think about, and a serious subject that touched my life too. Because here's what the deal here in California, and I can see what's happening in the future. I think Biden pushed on getting this FDA approved with Pfizer real quick. He needed it. And the reason he needed it is once he gets it approved, now he can mandate it because now it's federally approved. So it's federally approved. Now he could tell people in their jobs and their offices that now it's federal law that you must be vaccinated. And if the companies and the schools and everything don't respond or don't obey, since it's federally mandated, it hasn't yet, but he's going to do it. Once it's federally mandated, he can pull the funds from that state. He can pull the funds from the school. They got some money, and a lot of schools rely on federal funding. That's just how it is. I am a Democrat. I don't personally agree with what Biden is doing. I was just thinking, you know, to force someone to put something in their body that they don't know what's going to happen to them, and some people think it's poison, and religious people think another thing. I don't think you should force anybody to put a substance in your body that you don't know what it's going to do to your body or compromise your health, you know? That's the thing. I'm on that side. And then there's common sense to say, if it's optional, cool. I'll go with optional. But the lies are confusing to me. Because here's where, you know, I'm a selfish black bastard. You know this, King. I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
Now, you don't have to agree that fast. Yeah, I know. You son of a bitch. Yeah.
And we both are assholes.
But the thing,
So you said that Biden. I'm confused because it's like just that quick, mm-hmm. the vaccine was made, and all of mm-hmm. a sudden, FDA approves it. I'm confused now because it's like
Now, if you want to go with my theory. It's just my theory. Yeah. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Biden set a goal. Biden believes in a herd theory, meaning that if we get a lot of people vaccinated, we can control this. It's not going to spread. So he set out to get everybody as much as he can. Until July 31st, he wanted to get 60% or at least 70% of people vaccinated. And he wanted to do that.
Yeah.
We got 67%. It's a herd thing, meaning that we can stop this transmission. And then they go, okay, that's your goal. And then people started doing things like, you know, you would win a car or you get a scholarship. I'll give you $100 or I'll give you some beer or I'll give you a lottery ticket. See, that's what fucked up my head. When you start bribing people, then I started getting suspicious. When you start, what are you doing? You know, isn't it much? It's good enough for life and death to me. I mean, when you say life and death, okay, I'm there. But if you say, hey, Brian, you get a chance to win a new car, I'm going, okay, I'm backing out. You know, because the propaganda is like, you're saying if I don't take this shot, I'm going to get COVID and die. That's good enough for me. I'm taking a shot. And then you have to say, well, I'll give you $100. It kind of like, what the fuck is going on here, you know? And then, so he didn't reach his goal. He didn't reach his goal. Then people started taking one shot and didn't like how they felt after the first shot, and they said, fuck it, I'm not taking a second one. So Biden got pissed. And then they tried to bribe us. And this is just my opinion. This is just me. So Biden got pissed and everything, and they go, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to reward the people who did it. How are we going to do that? They can go into stores without a mask. They can go to ball games without a mask. And then the other people who are not vaccinated, they're going to look at them going, oh, shit, look what he's doing, you know? People walking around the store with no mask, and I'm still wearing a mask. That didn't work. And this is, again, my theory. Didn't work. So now he goes, okay, you guys are fucking around, okay? Then what I'm going to do is that I'm going to make it a federal mandate. And the only way I can make it a federal mandate is if I push Pfizer or these other companies and get them approved, FDA approved, which FDA is for the Food Drug Administration, which is a federal program. If I can make this a federal thing, get it approved by the Food and Drug Administration, which is a federal program, now I can order people to get the vaccine. I can order the schools, the workplace, whatever. And they can't say shit. Now, I'm going to give you an example. For instance, every state, when Martin Luther King's birthday came around, every state but Arizona recognized Martin Luther King's birthday. I'm just going to give you an example. People were getting a day off. Martin Luther King birthday. Yay! Arizona is saying, motherfuckers, it's a working day. We're not celebrating that motherfucker. Everybody goes, yeah, Martin Luther King Day. Now, what happened is that because Arizona didn't go with the federal program, Martin Luther King Day, they pulled some funds from Arizona. Some of the funding from the schools, the infrastructure, they pulled that shit, saying, you're not going to celebrate it. You're not going to recognize it. You're not getting federal funding. Which forced Arizona, I think they finally started celebrating it maybe 3 years afterwards. I'm not sure. I think they do celebrate it now, Martin Luther King holiday. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
Because you're in Arizona.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, they do now because they took their money. That's what they did. They're doing the same thing with this. Now that Biden rushed it, because before, this vaccines was just an emergency use. It's like break glass, emergency, experimental. That's what it was. Biden says, we got to get this to FDA approved really quickly, too. I mean, he did this within a month. And as soon as we got FDA approved, which Pfizer did this Monday, now wait till you see what happens. In about next month or 2 weeks, he's going to say it's going to be a federal mandate. If you don't get vaccinated, I will pull your funding. That's what they did, and that's how they do it. And that's going to happen, and it's going to happen now. And that's where we are right now. That's where we are. People are saying, I'm not going to take it. Yeah. Big Brother is going to kick your – you know, what Big Brother did, they could shut your – Big Brother shut your store down. Big Brother locked you up.
Yeah.
Big Brother says you cannot wear a mask. I mean, you have to wear a mask before you go outside. We only used to make them – I mean, back in old school, when we put on a mask, we were going to rob somebody. Now it's cool. You're suspicious for the guy who don't wear a mask, motherfucker.
Yeah.
But this is what Biden's agenda is. And it will come to every school. That if King went into a courtroom right now in California, I don't know, I think you have it too, King, we have to get a special driver's license called, I forgot the driver's license called, so we can travel. I forgot what it's called.
Oh,
I got to get mine. This is what the government told us to do. I mean, the old one was not good enough. It's like, I got to get a new one. This driver's license allows you to get on the airplane and allows you to visit the courthouse and allows you to go to a federal building. If you don't have it, you cannot fly on the airplane. They got that shit. So now everybody has it. Big Brother, the government is kicking our motherfucking ass.
Yeah.
Our ass. They're telling us. And then we're all sitting here like a bunch of assholes waiting for them to give us some money. Are you going to give us $600 this month?
Yep.
You're going to give us $1,200 this month?
Know.
When are we getting more money? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What did I do? You know?
Yep.
And it's like, what the fuck?
Yep.
So here we are right now, and we're going to go into this right now because people are tired of hearing me talk. And what is happening is that Biden's going to mandate this. And every school, just like the measles and the mumps, their kids will be vaccinated. If the governors who are holding out right now, they're not going to hold out anymore because even in Arizona and Florida, once Biden mandates this thing, and I think it's going to be within 2 to 3 weeks, you'll see it on the news, and if they don't obey him, they will pull those funds. They will take that money away from Arizona, Florida, Arkansas. They will take it away. And you guys need that money for keeping stores open, roads, lights, keeping even your programs running, you know, food shelters, whatever, after school programs, whatever. That money is going to go bye-bye until you obey and you behave. And you will do this because you cannot function in a state alone without the federal government. So this is going to happen. So here we go, everybody. I'm going to give you some truths. You're not going to like it. And I'm going to tell you the truth. If somebody says to me, Brian, I'm going to go, yeah. Brian, I want you to take this vaccination. I'm going to go, why? Well, you need to vaccinate yourself because it's a bullshit lie. Because you don't want to spread it to other people. I go, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. What do you mean you don't care? Hey, I don't want that shit in my system. You think I'm going to compromise my health and put that poison in my body so some dumb fuck guy I don't even know, by the way, to be safe? Let him have his own responsibility. You know what I mean? Why do I have to sacrifice myself because little Timmy's running around in the street and his mom, and because they're afraid they're going to catch something from me? Get the fuck out of the store. I don't like the propaganda about the bullshit, like, because I got vaccinated, and then all of a sudden I got to wear a mask and I got to get a booster. I go, whoa the fuck up. And you got to get vaccinated, even though you're vaccinated, you don't want him, you're asymptomatic, and that means you could spread it to other people. I go, whoa, hold up. The only reason why I took the vaccine is supposed to protect me. You told me that it would be harder for me to spread it, harder for me to get. And if you can't make a vaccine that will protect me, meaning that if I get in contact with a moron, that it's going to 100% protect me, then y'all need to go back into the lab. Because I didn't sign up for getting a vaccine that I could still catch it and spread it. What the fuck? You know what I mean? So don't talk to me about, oh, you need to do this because you can affect other people. Fuck other people. They have responsibility. Let them take responsibility, right? I mean, come on, man. Would you compromise yourself because you're afraid that it's a good for the other people? Like, King, I don't want you to drink so much. Why? Because it's not good for the population, and you're going to throw that beer bottle on the ground or that can, and you're not going to recycle, and a whole, and the climate change and the world's going to collapse because you didn't recycle. It's like, fuck, that shit is gone. Give me another 40. I'm not a people person. Protect me and my family. I'm there. You guys are responsible for yourself, and that's the way life is. I don't have to protect you and give up some of the things because you're a moron. That's just how I feel. Let's get to the story. But I'll give people a chance to get in the room. If you'd like to come on this show, again, I got it. King, man, I really appreciate you, man, you know, because when I do these weird hours, I don't expect the morning crew to come in at all. It's 319-527-6099. It's open phones coming into the studio. R. Kelly, I still play his songs. Some of y'all are saying, well, you know, listen to R. Kelly.
My mind's
here you go.
Telling me no.
Yeah, you should have listened to your mind, motherfucker. Okay. You should have stopped right there. Should have been in a song. I'm done. Look what happened to you. The boy's in trouble. The boy's in trouble. I don't know if he's going to survive in prison. I don't know the latest on R. Kelly before we go to a break, because I'm going to play an R. Kelly song. Do you know the latest on R. Kelly, King? Because I know he's in his trial right now.
I just know he really going through it right now, man. He's just last week I seen where they exposed him saying that he's had herpes since 2007. I think it was 2007 or something like that. He's, you know, I don't know. It's all kind of different stuff coming out now, and all I can say is I know he's really going through it right now, man. I know he's going through it right now. He probably wants to hang himself now, and you know, but
damn.
It's just sad, you know. You got to be careful what you're doing in this industry, because you'll make a paper trail, you know.
Hey, you know what? I get scared, man. King, to tell you what I did when I was getting into production, and then oh my God, I'm waiting for them to come knock on my door. I'm waiting for some accuser to say, I remember what Brian did. He touched my titty. Damn right, I touched your titty. See, I'm not going to go out like a bitch.
Hell yeah.
I'm
the titty was nice.
I'm
the claim
it. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm not going to be like Mario Cuomo or Cuomo the mayor going, I don't know what they're talking about. No, when they start accusing me, I'm going, you're damn right I did. Look at that tits. Do you know it's wrong, Brian? Not for me. Wasn't wrong for her either. She enjoyed that. But, you know, it's just, you know, it gets to me when they go out like a bitch. I apologize if I did anything wrong. And you have to understand how old they are, man. When they were growing up, that shit, this media justice, is social media justice, was not around. Man, when you were growing up, it was like free love, Woodstock, everything. No excuse, though. But if they ever accuse me of shit, now I only will cop the shit that I did. Now I know some of them bitches will exaggerate. If they exaggerate, going, well, do you know that? I mean, how was it? Well, it wasn't any good. I'm gonna eject. That shit was good, man. Hell no, I'm gonna sue you for lying. I pounded that pussy like you wouldn't believe. You know, I was like the little drummer boy. You know what I mean? Mr. Jackson, you know you're being accused of this. You're damn right.
Oh wow.
Saying it wasn't good. I know. Damn, girl, you know it was good. You know it was good. I had to force you to do it, and then you loved it. It's like it's like Mike Tyson. I'm gonna rape you. I'm gonna rape you till you love me. God, I like Iron Mike. But here's the latest on R. Kelly. Here it is. This came in about 2 minutes ago. Here we go. 2 minutes ago, R. Kelly news. R. Kelly. Man, I still like him. You know? I mean, it's not like I'm going to date him or I want him to date my, you know what I'm saying? I still like him. R. Kelly news. Here we go. R. Kelly accuser says R&B singer tried to shift blame to her parents. Way to go, R. Kelly. There she is, this little thing. She's crying on the witness stand, and this is what R. Kelly had to say. It's a lawyer from R. Kelly. Lawyers are the most disgusting pieces of shit, but let's see how they spin this shit. So R. Kelly's lawyer, you know, on Wednesday tried to undercut claims by a woman who accused the R&B singer of sexual abuse, showing her letters to the family members where she accused her parents of selling her out. Okay. King, you know the deal. I know you know the deal. Now, what I heard, and I don't know if it's true, that it was this girl. It was R. This girl was working. This woman was working with R. Kelly. It was her niece that introduced her to R. Kelly. Now that's what I heard. Her niece was like 13 or 12 at the time, and she introduced her to R. Kelly. Now that's what I heard.
Yeah, that's what I read too.
Yeah. Now, my thing is, if you're going to go after R. Kelly, why aren't you going after these other people who started introducing their young girls to R. Kelly? Go after the ones who brought them there, too. Go after them, too. You know? Go after the bitch who said, this is my niece, and I'm going to introduce... And you knew who R. Kelly was about, and yet you still introduce your niece to her? And then you get upset because you got kicked out of the compound in the niece stayed? Bitch, you should be in jail too. She was a minor. But we let the women go. Hey, okay, I understand. So the attorney asked a woman known on the witness stand as Jane. There's no black woman named Jane. Why don't we just start using Shaniqua? Shut up with the Jane. Well, she's going to be anonymous. Okay, Shaniqua? Yes. It's just, we don't have no Jane. And to read letters where she said her parents had suggested she lie to Kelly about her age. And then they tried to benefit financially from her relationship with him. In an unread letter to her brother, Jane said her mother would nag her to take photos and videos of her and Kelly so she could blackmail him. That's right, bitch. That's right. In the letter, bitch. You wrote that letter. And you said that your own parents wanted you to take photos and videos of her and R. Kelly so she could blackmail him. And everybody knows you cannot blackmail a black male. It's just redundant. Doesn't happen. And I believe it. And then he pushed her to dress provocatively. I don't know if she really has to push her to dress provocatively. Have you ever seen these women dress right now? I think they hate clothes. They automatically dress. I mean, they just dress where shit just hang out. Just hang out. I seen it. It's a style now. Dress provocatively. Why don't you just say you dress like a hoe? So anyway, the first encounter was in 2015 when she was 17. 17 years old. 17 years old, all right, here's where we get into the gray area. In most states, consent is 16, so I don't know what state this was, but find out when consent was in that state. If that state was Chicago, you go in there and you do your research. What is the age of consent? All right, that's what I'm saying. Now she's 23 years old. Jane, they said the word Jane. I'm going to use the correct anonymous name. Shaniqua told the prosecutors that Kelly, 54, coerced her and other young women to write the letters in order to protect him from possible legal problems. Now, she's saying that Kelly forced her to write that letter. I don't know if I believe that. Why would you write a letter condemning your own parents, saying that in the letter that people were trying to blackmail you, my parents were trying to blackmail R. Kelly? I don't know if I go that far. The defendant would tell us exactly what to say. That's what Shaniqua said. In her third day on the witness stand at R. Kelly's sex abuse trial in federal court in Brooklyn. R. Kelly, known for the Grammy Award winning I Believe I Can Fly, and his other hits, How Old Are You? I Don't Care. That one didn't get much play. But this one did.
My mind's telling me no.
Should have listened to your mind.
But my body.
Uh-huh.
My body telling me yes.
Translation, don't listen to your dick. And every man has that conversation. We either listen to our mind or we listen to our dick. Now, this is important because if you listen to your dick, you can probably end up in jail. Because your dick does not have any mind, any logic, any reason. Your dick does not dictate your actions. Your mind does. But every man will argue with his penis. And usually the penis will win. That's just how it is. That's how it is. Many times in my life, it's like, oh, don't mess with her, man. I mean, that's your best friend's girl. I know.
King, you're laughing at that shit.
Yeah, that's how it go.
Yeah, it does, don't it? What are you doing, man? Well, maybe I'm just going to go over to old girl's house, and she just said that she wanted to just make some dinner because she was lonely. You know, your dick goes, yeah, go over there. Your mind's going, oh, man, really? Are you really going to do this shit? And the dick goes, yeah, I'm already ready. Get me dressed up. I'm ready to go. Get my hat on. And your mind's saying, damn, okay, I'm not going to do anything because my best friend girl, I'm just going to, you know, have some dinner. You know?
My mind's telling me no.
And your dick's saying, yeah, whatever you think. Yeah, whatever. Let's go. Hurry up. Your dick is yelling you, will you hurry up? Get ready. Because she's gonna go to sleep. Or she's going to leave. She's going to call somebody else. Your dick is rushing you out the house. And your mind's saying, shut up, dick. You're not getting up with no pussy. Dick goes, yeah, we're going to get pussy. Next thing you know, dick win. Because you were over there and going, gosh, she looked good. And I know she's good because I can smell her on my friend's finger. That pussy smelled good. It's like roses. And my friend's telling me how good she is in bed. And it's saying, don't do it. Don't do it, Brian. And I go, I should not do it. And your dick going, fucking asshole. Shut up. Here, let me take over. You pussy. Let me talk to her. All right, but don't say anything that's going to upset her. I'm not going to say shit. All I have to do is just show myself. Here, pull down your zipper. I'll handle the rest, you little pussy. Next thing you know, dick wins. And you're sitting there on Facebook saying, anybody going to talk to me? I got to make new friends. Because dick won. Dick happy. Dick's up there saying, oh, man, that was some good pussy, wasn't it? And you start getting all guilty and shit. Oh, damn, that was my best friend, girl. Shut up, you pussy. That was some good shit. Dick wins. And we're going to go on a break, and we're going to get right into the vaccine and this tyranny bullshit. But, you know, I fought the dick, and the dick won. I fought the dick, and dick won. We'll be right back. the number that you want to call in the show is 319-527-6099. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson. I'm on the air. Come on in the studio. And I got the celebrity, Mr. King Webb. I don't give a damn, and don't get caught in my web. And he got a new one coming out, too. So that's my celebrity guest in the studio. Come on in, say hello. We'll be right back in about 2 or 3 minutes. And good afternoon. You're listening to the number one guy in drive time, and now I'm invading the afternoon. All I have to say is, you afternoon hosts, suck it. I'm here today. We'll be right back.
My mind's telling me no. But my body telling me yes. Baby, I don't want to hurt nobody, but there is something that I must confess
to you.
Ooh.
I don't need something wrong.
With a little bump and grind.
you want. And I know just what you need, girl. Oh,
baby, bring your body.
Hey, hey, bring your body here. I'm not fooling around with you. Baby, my love is true.
Get you five to life. Another brother goes down with the pussy. Man, I don't know what's wrong with these men, but you know, the power of the pussy will destroy you, and you should know better. Here's the latest thing on R. Kelly. Here we go. Jane has said, I'm going to change the word Jane to Taniqua, has said that she met Kelly at Florida, at a music festival. Well, I go before that. Kelly's known for his Grammy Award-winning song, I Believe I Can Fly. He has pleaded not guilty to the charges that he ran a decades-long racketeering scheme in which he abused six women and girls, including Jane and the late singer Aaliyah. Really? I didn't know that Leah was involved in this bullshit. I heard something about that. Wow. Jane said that she met Kelly in Florida at a music festival. Later lived with him until the summer of 2019 and left him for good in October. Well, if the bitch left him, where's the kidnapping charges? She was free to go. She said during that first meeting, Kelly pressured her into oral sex before granting her a singing audition. Nothing, you know what? Hey, go to somebody else. Don't complain if some asshole is saying, you want an audition? Suck my cock. All you have to say is no, But a lot of you people going, well, I can't hear you. Let me move my dick from your mouth. This is just wrong. And put my dick back in my mouth. Come on. All you have to say is no and move on. Don't be sucking my dick and complaining about it. I just don't like it. This is wrong. Shut up. And then later they're going to talk, but he already shot the load in your mouth. They're going, come on. Go to somebody else. Don't just sit there and do it. Taniqua says she began regularly meeting with Kelly, regularly meeting with him and having sex with him in different cities. Sorry, man. If you're meeting with me on a regular basis and having sex with me in different cities, she did not say raping. She did not say assault. She did not say unwanted touching. She said in her own words, she was regularly meeting. She was 17 at the time, okay? And a lot of you guys are, she's just a minor. But you know what? I can hear you bastards. Let me see what the age of consent is in Brooklyn before you get all crazy on me, because we're going to go by the law. We're going to go by the law. Here we go. The age of consent. Remember, she was in Brooklyn. What is, because I know some of, I'm curious, what is the age of consent? We're going to go this way. Let's go this way. The age of consent. Here we go. I'm typing with one hand. Motherfucker. Okay. Let's see if they can fix my spelling. Let me see. Okay. Yeah. What is the age of consent? What is the age of consent in New York State? 17. At and after the age of 17, an individual is capable of giving consent to sexual intercourse that is valid under the law. I didn't write this, folks. It said right here. What's the age of consent in New York State? And I'm thinking Brooklyn's a part of New York State. And it says here, at and after the age of 17, an individual is capable of giving consent to sexual intercourse that is valid under the law at this age. People may decide for themselves if they wish to participate in intercourse or any sexual activity. The age of consent in New York is not the same as adulthood. Right, that's really important, the last sentence. The age of consent in New York is not the same as adulthood, meaning you don't have to be 18 as an adult to give the consent. It's 17. I go back to Article 1, and it says she was 17. Pushed her to dress provocatively for their first encounter in 2015 when she was 17. I read you the law. At 17, if she gave the age of consent, she was legal. So I don't know what the charge is about that.
My mind's telling me no.
Shut up, R. Kelly. I'm working for you, you motherfucker. Okay. That was the age of consent. Look it up for yourself. So if she consented at 17, there was no rape. And did he say, was it wrong for him to say, I'm going to audition, but I want you to suck my dick? And then you complain about it? It's like going to a restaurant and say, hey, baby, let's go to this Italian restaurant. Oh, yeah, here they have good noodles. Good. I'm going to eat it up. How's your noodle? I'm eating it off my plate. Oh, how's your noodle? Oh, baby, I love them noodles. Then we leave the restaurant going, you know what? I got a tummy ache. And now I have to go shit. I didn't expect this. So I'm going to go in there and tell the owner that I ate too much and I got a stomach ache and I got diarrhea and it's going to ruin my sex life for the night. I'm suing him. You can't do that. If I go in there and go, baby, here's some noodles. Yeah, here's some noodles too, some spaghetti. And then all of a sudden, I said, you know what? I don't like the way the cook looked at me. I think I knew him in jail. I don't like the way the services. I don't like the way I waited. I am leaving. That's what people do. So if you're there saying, well, he made me suck his dick because I had an audition, shut up, bitch. You should have, if you did it, you wanted to get that audition. It was a business deal. You should have licked his balls too. Maybe he would have got, maybe he would have put you on the album. So at that point with her, I'm throwing her out of the court. She's 23 now. She told prosecutors, 54, that he coerced her and other young women to write the letters in order to protect them. Okay, fine. Let's go on. Jane has said that she met him, okay, in Florida, and she left him. Okay, so that tells me you were not held hostage. You left him. Jane says she began regular meeting with Kelly and having sex with him in different cities. Wow, that must have been some audition. Either there's some audition or she liked to suck dick. She liked the taste of his dick. There's nothing wrong with tasting dick. Some people taste wine, some girls taste dick. Tomato to patata. Not a hater, but I am a supporter. Yeah. Yeah. Back to the story. She testified that her parents eventually agreed to put her under the care of a woman Kelly knew so Taniqua could live with the singer in Chicago. Whoa. Okay. So she testified that her parents agreed to put her under the care of a woman that knew R. Kelly and to live with this woman in Chicago while attending high school virtually? We need to go after her parents. Kelly also faces sex-related, R. Kelly faces sex-related criminal charges in Illinois and Minnesota. Many accusations of sex-related misconduct were discussed in a 2019 Lifetime documentary surviving R. Kelly. Now that's the latest on R. Kelly. So far, I'm blaming the parents. She was 17. She knows what she was doing. She was once 17. She sucked my cock, you know what I mean, and she was ready to go. Oh! Dismiss. Get her out. There is no crime here. Now, I don't know about the rest of them, and I'm not going to believe the surviving R. Kelly bullshit, because if you did anything in production, they're encouraging you to say salacious shit. You're on camera. They're paying your stupid ass. There's lights, cameras. They go over the questions. They rehearse you. They interview you. They tell you what they're going to ask. They'll tell you how to act on camera. If you don't think that's true, then you are in an imaginary world. Because, and they're doing a documentary. I did documentaries. I have done it. Documentaries are the most boringest thing in the world. I remember I was assigned to a documentary. Oh, my God, I really killed myself. And I remember it in class. We had to do a thesis and everything. And I said, ugh. And they used to ask us, all right, they would ask an asshole, Mark, what's your documentary going to be? My documentary is going to be climate control. Very good, Mark. Tony, what's your documentary going to be? I'm going to see how bees pollinate the planet. Oh, very good. Brian, what's your documentary going to be on? Porn. What? Human behavior, sir. He goes, what are you talking about? I want to know why humans behave the way they do. And he goes, oh, you're doing a study on human behavior? He goes, yeah. He goes, that's pretty good, Brian. Yeah, and their sex ways. What? Okay. Next person. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you really want to know a person, what they really are like, go to bed with them. And there's two things that you can really find out who. See, women, let me tell you something. If you really want to find out if you want to marry a guy, here's what you want to do. Forget about the ring and all that bullshit. You need to sleep with him. And don't give me that bullshit, because it will bring you pleasure too. So if you really want to know, if you want to stay with this person for the rest of your life, you need to go to bed with him. And I'll tell you why. Once you go to bed with him, either they snore, you can see their disgusting habits when they go to sleep. They're farting, they're snoring, They're dirty. Their sheets are stained. They don't even get back because after you did it, they don't even wash that and change the sheets for you. They just lay in that puddle of what you just did, and he's filthy. And then you're going to look at that man, and you're going to go, is this my future? That's what you need to do. So, ladies, you need to sleep with the guy and spend the night and see what his habits are. See what he is when he wakes up in the morning. Does he get up in the morning and his drawers are all stained and he's scratching his balls and everything? And then he goes in the bathroom. He doesn't brush his teeth. He doesn't lift up the seat. That's your future. You're not going to see that when he's all clean and he's going out with the cologne and showing you off. No, you got to see, it's like an animal. You got to see him in his natural habitat. That's what he's like. And the same thing with women. I have seen it. They looked all good and everything, and then the next morning, man, what the fuck happened there? I mean, it was like a train wreck. Half their eyelashes are below their eye, their lipsticks are around their ears and their nose, and it was horrible. Horrible. And that's why I had to take my mind off of the face, and I just stared at the pussy the whole time when I wake up in the morning. How you doing, puss-puss? Pussy look fine. I'm going in. Bye. And then I have to look at him, and I go, oh, God. And then I have to go back to the tits and the pussy. Ah, I hope to see you soon. How do I get off on this tangent? I don't know. But I'm trying to tell you, that's what's going on with R. Kelly. That's the latest news. And the summary is the woman was 17. She came back and had sex with him regularly. On top of that, she had nowhere to go, so her own parents told her to live with a woman who is friends with R. Kelly. What sense is that? That's the information I have for you. You do what you want. You do what you want. I'm giving you the facts. Now, we're talking about the vaccine. Here's somebody I need you to listen to. Donald Trump. Donald Trump was booed when he telling people, finally he made sense, and he's telling people that they should take the vaccine, and look what they did to him. Donald Trump, everybody, talking about the vaccine.
Flashback to 2020 last night, former President Donald Trump held a rally in a state being ravaged by COVID. This time it was a rally in Alabama, which has the lowest vaccination rate in the country and is out of ICU beds. At one point, Trump did urge attendees to get vaccinated, but then he backed off after some of the MAGA faithful booed. Watch.
I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But... that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms, but I happen to take the vaccine.
Not exactly a ringing endorsement. All right, CNN's Donny O'Sullivan is in Alabama where he covered Trump yesterday. Donny, Trump politicized COVID prevention measures, as we know, when he was in office. He got the vaccine in secret. We didn't even know about it before he left office. Now he is seeing the consequences of that, it seems.
That's right, Jim. I mean, it's really remarkable there to hear the boos and the crowd going silent essentially when Trump mentioned the vaccine. And look, Trump can take a lot of credit for this vaccine, and we know Trump likes to take credit where he can and sometimes even where he can't. But he knows that in this situation, so much of his base are so against this vaccine, and that is, I think, really a sort of it's a example of the base sort of controlling Trump rather than the other way around. One thing that we've heard from Trump supporters across the country in the past few months is that they don't want to take the vaccine until it gets full government approval. The Pfizer shot is reportedly expected to get that full FDA approval this week, and we asked some people about that. Have a listen. Have you got your vaccine shot?
Nope, don't want it.
No? Why?
They ain't tested it enough, from my opinion.
Yeah. The Pfizer shot is about to get full FDA approval. Would that change your opinion on it at all?
Not until they do a whole lot more investigating, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing's going in me until then.
Right. Do you think that would take a long time?
About 10 years or so.
Okay. There's a big surge in COVID cases here in your county at the moment. Have you guys been vaccinated? Yes. Yeah. You both decided to get the vaccine?
Yes.
Some Trump supporters haven't, some Trump supporters have. Why did you guys ultimately decide to get the shot?
Just felt it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Protection.
Yeah.
Added protection. Do anything we can do to be protected.
Yes. Do you have any friends or neighbors who decided not to take the shot? Have you tried to encourage any folks, you know, family, to get the shot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Try to encourage as much as we can.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't want to do so much.
That couple there, Jim, in a very small minority of Trump supporters we've met who have got the shot. And we spoke to a local health official here this morning who is very, very concerned about last night's event. There was a very, very big crowd there. And she said, with COVID cases being so high in this state at the moment and a high concentration of vaccinated people, she expects to see cases come as a result of that rally last night.
And Donnie Trump also continued his tradition of praising questionable people. Tell us about that.
That's right, yeah. Trump had a lot to say about Afghanistan and the Taliban last night, blaming the Biden administration and calling out what he described as the woke generals for their mismanagement of Afghanistan. Have a listen.
This isn't stopping. This is going to go on for a long time. He's going to go on for a long time. This isn't going away. This isn't like a three-day hit. It's going to go on for a long time. Taliban, great negotiators, tough fighters, great negotiators. You got 45,000 people. You got a lot of people also that deserve to be helped, and they're not going to let them be helped at all. This is going to go on for a long time. This is a great stain on the reputation of our country.
Tough fighters and great negotiators are the Taliban, says Trump. And as you heard there, he mentioned this is going to go on for a very, very long time.
Trump says a great stain for our country. Unlike you sending people to the Capitol to overthrow the government, to change the votes that people certified. Not like that stain, right, Trump? That stain's going to go on for a long time, too. Every year it's going to be an anniversary of people storming the Capitol wearing Trump jersey saying kill Mike Pence and hang Nancy Pelosi. Not like that stain. But that's Donald Trump. See, but let's just be serious, folks. Let's just be serious what we're really talking about here. What we're really talking about is, does Big Brother, the government, have the right to force you to put something in your body that maybe you don't believe it's good for you? That's what we're talking about. Whether you believe in a vaccine and all this other bullshit, okay, that makes no difference. It doesn't care. I don't care. You're going to have somebody, a church or anybody, well, churches are exempt, but you're going to have the average person, I don't believe in a vaccine, there's a chip up my ass, and then I'm downloading Microsoft bullshit down my asshole, and then Bill Gates is telling me to go buy Microsoft. Whatever. It doesn't matter anymore. Because within 2 or 3 weeks, if not sooner, it will be federally mandated. And what that means is federal law. And if your state does not approve of mandating the vaccine, federal funding can be pulled from that state. And your state cannot survive without federal funding. So therefore, I use the example of Martin Luther King's birthday in Arizona. Your state will buckle. And they will do it. Right now, you're hearing, whatever you heard right now, up until now, is bullshit. Means nothing. When you hear your governor in Florida talk about, well, people's choice, it means nothing. As the world just changed Monday. And they know it. Because once, it's already been approved. All Biden has to do, and he will do this, but then count it. Within 1 to 3 weeks, listen to the news, he's going to mandate this because it's going to be a federal mandate. It never happened before. He could not do it without the Pfizer being approved by the FDA, Food Drug Administration. Now that it's approved, he's going to federally mandate that law. And your kids will not be able to go to school unless they're vaccinated. That's number one. You're not going to be able to go to bars, restaurant, whatever, take a bus, whatever, public transportation. That's number two. And not only will you have to be vaccinated, you're going to have to show a card that you have. That's coming. So whether you like it or not, it's coming. So what we're talking about, does the government have the right to do this? And whether they have the right to do it or not, they're going to. You can't stop it. That brings us to, these are some of the myths. Well, that brings us to, well, I should go over the myths really quickly. Really quickly, I'm going to go over the myths about the vaccine. How much time? Okay, I could. Okay. These are some of the myths of what you people are thinking about. Why the myths and misconceptions about the COVID-19 vaccine around the world. Some common beliefs about COVID-19 are based on erroneous ideas, misinformation, and fundamental lack of medical and scientific understanding. Although many people believe otherwise, masks radically decrease viral transmission, and COVID vaccines are safe and effective. Number three, ignoring scientific reality suggests the name Homo sapiens or wise man may be ill-suited to the human species, meaning you're stupid and you're a moron. Ignoring scientific facts, that's basically what it means. And then explains a little bit that human beings have an uncanny tendency to believe all sorts of nonsense. The guy, P.T. Barnum and Bailey Circus, P.T. Barnum, his famous saying, there's a sucker born every minute. It's probably too charitable because the likelihood is more like there are three suckers born every second. The current global birth rate is 4.5 per second, meaning that there are morons among us. Here are a few most ridiculous but alarmingly common beliefs about COVID-19 that are based on erroneous ideas, misinformation, and fundamental lack of medical and scientific understanding. Here they are. Myth one, these are the myths. Masks do not protect people from COVID-19. This is a claim by morons. It says here, the absurd claim that masks are useless in the fight against COVID-19 and for personal protection against the virus is very dangerous, and it's a misconception. Masks are a physical barrier that, due to the laws of physics, will absolutely reduce the concentration of the viral particles entering one's respiratory system. This is an essential aspect of reducing the transmission because a critical amount of viral particles is necessary to cause infection. So mask does help. That's a misconception that mask doesn't help, work. It does. Number two, vaccines cause COVID-19. These are myth number two. Simply put, it is beyond debate that vaccines for COVID-19 are incredibly safe and effective in preventing serious illness. It is ludicrous, mean crazy, or cray-cray, to claim that it's ludicrous to say that the vaccine caused COVID-19. That's what they're saying. In fact, some data shows that almost 99% of the new cases, hospitalization, and deaths are occurring in unvaccinated people. Number three myth. Vaccines contain micro-tracking technology. This is a myth number three. The notion that the government and pharmaceutical industry has conspired to implant tracking devices in vaccine recipients is simply laughable. Just think about it. Our government was utterly incapable of building a simple wall, yet it has the resources and the wherewithal to create an injectable nanotechnology tracking system that was manufactured on a vast scale. Beyond the astounding absurdity of this bit of anti vaccine rhetoric, it is amusing irony because people who are afraid of being tracked and monitored by the government but have smartphones and are ready on the government's radar. And that is true because of you morons. And I come across this a lot of times. Well, you know, they're going to track us, Ryan. It's the government. It's the government. They're going to track us. First of all, you're so boring. Why would the government track you? And what do you have to hide from the government anyway, motherfucker? If you have to hide something, I'm reporting you. I want to know there's a reward, and I'm going to turn your ass in if you're worried about it. But let's go from the beginning. If you got a birth certificate, the government is already tracking you. The government issued that number. If you have a driver's license, the government issued that to you. Smartphones, he just said it. The government already has you. Enrolling in school, graduating from high school, graduating from college, simple things like that. You got a credit card? The government knows who you are. Hey, there's a little thing called Social Security number. Guess who owns that? And that's what you get when you're born. Guess who owns that? You're now a number in the government database. So when you say they just want to track us with this, dude, they're tracking you already. They're tracking you on Facebook, motherfucker. They're tracking you on Twitter. They don't need this. Was there the rest of it? That was only three. Yes, that's it. There was three. This is why, you know, people are stupid and it's only three. There you go. Those are the myths. They are the myths. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to prolong the show a little later because I want you to hear what's going on with this fireman, but it doesn't mean we're going to be on there that long. And here it is. We're not going to take another break. Here it is. Let's see. Did I do the time right? Well, anyway. So this guy, this guy is a Los Angeles firefighter. Good job. Pension. Everything you want. He decides to make a video of his tyranny, and he's done being silent. This is this fucker, this asshole, who's going to jeopardize his job. And mind you, no matter what he says, it doesn't matter because did they fire him? I want to make sure they did or not. Here's his explanation about what's happening, and he's against the mandate. His name is Christian Granucci. He's 31 years old. He's a veteran of the fire department, Los Angeles City Fire Department. Here's what he has to say.
My name is Christian Granucci. I'm a captain with the Los Angeles City Fire Department. I'm a 31-year veteran with this agency. And I'm more than likely going to catch total grief from my administration from this. But I am done being silent on this matter. And so are many of our members. And this is regarding the vaccine mandate by the City of Los Angeles for all city employees. We saw this tyranny coming. We saw it coming across the Pacific. And a week and a half ago, it landed in Honolulu with the Honolulu Fire Department. And we watched a passionate plea from Captain Pelikai, literally in tears, being forced to resign because he chose not to take the vaccine. Forced to leave the department after faithfully serving it for years. Then it landed on our coast. It hit San Francisco. It hit San Francisco fire. And we heard the stories up there. Our union representation stood by idly and played a wait and see. And sat on their hands. Well, now it's here in Los Angeles. And the mandate has come down from the mayor and the city council that we, all city employees, including first responders, shall take the vaccine. If we do not take the vaccine, we have to be subjected to testing twice a week. If we refuse that, termination. Again, I'm a 31-year veteran of this department. I have literally bled for this department. I used to love coming to work. I respected the administration of this department at one point. I even respected our union leadership. And now they are in lockstep with total tyranny. I want you to be clear on this. I want everyone to be clear on this. This is not about politics. This is not about left or right. This is not about red versus blue. This is not about Republican versus Democrat. This isn't even about vaccinated versus unvaccinated. This is tyranny. This is about freedom of choice. The department has said that we can seek medical exemptions if we so choose, if we can. That is a pie in the sky. We can even try and seek some kind of religious exemption, but they know that they have end runs around those. The vaccinations will come. And then after that, it will be a booster and another booster and another booster. And when will this end? When will this tyranny stop? I'll tell you where it's going to stop. It's going to stop right here, right now. And I'm putting my administration and my union on blast. You had the opportunity to get in front of this, and you didn't. We want to give you the opportunity to do the right thing and represent the membership. You'd think that the union that's there fighting for the little guy would jump in front of this, and this would have all kinds of handles on it for you to grab.
I'm going to stop him right there. And I'm going to address him proper, give him the respect that he deserves, because I have to be mindful I'm on the radio, and maybe one or two of you might say, I'm going to listen to Brian. Okay. When he says, this is about tyranny, freedom. Okay. I'm going to pose a question to you. If you knew somebody who had AIDS, We're talking AIDS. And he knows he's going to die. He doesn't care, give a fuck about anybody else. And he's going around infecting people with AIDS. He's not wearing a condom. Some other fuckers are out there doing it. Don't think they're not. I ask you the question. If they said to him, if you go around doing this, we're going to lock you up. There is a law. Big Brother. He could say the same argument. It's my freedom, my choice. So the question you have to ask yourself, if you know somebody's going to hurt themselves, whether they get in a car drunk, possibly hurt themselves or innocent people, do you have the right to say, you know what, maybe you should not drive drunk? He'll come back with the same argument. My car, I have the right as a person to drive. I got a driver's license. My freedom. You cannot take me out of my car and tell me not to drive home to my house because I had too much, because you said I had too much. I say I didn't. I can still see the road. I mean, partly. But you don't have the right to take my freedom away. You have no right to take my car away. You have no right to take my license away. Because this is about freedom. So before we get lost in that word freedom, freedom comes with great responsibility. See, we forget what freedom comes with. Freedom comes with accountability and response. You could do anything you want to. Hey, if a guy says, you know what, tonight I'm going to go rape somebody. Okay. You're free to rape somebody because you're going to do it. You know what, I'm going to kill somebody. I'm going to kill my wife. And you say, when you go to the hardware store with me, I'm saying, no, you can't do this. What do you mean I can't do this? Can't kill your wife. What the fuck? Are you taking away my right to choose what I want to do? Are you telling me I can't? No, you can. Are you trying to stop me from what I want to do and who I am and about freedom? I have the right to choose what I do. But I will say you do have the right to do what you want to do. But you're also going to be held accountable for your actions because with freedom comes with accountability. Nobody in this world can do what they want to do. If you're hungry, you cannot go to the store and steal something, even if it's just feeding yourself. You can make that going, you know, I didn't steal to do this, and the store has insurance, so you're not losing any money. You can't justify it. You're still stealing. But you're going to steal to feed your kids and your family. Is it still wrong? You have the freedom to do it. Hey, Brian, I'm going to go steal something so I can feed my babies. And I would say, don't do it. You go, why? I have every right to do. I have every freedom if this is what I want to do. You can't stop me. I go, okay. But I have to warn you about the repercussions of your action. Because freedom, if you really want to be free, you got to have the responsibility and the accountability to be free. And this is why we don't do it. This is why Brian doesn't drive drunk, because I have the free to drive drunk. I have free to buy the alcohol. Nobody at 7-Eleven or any liquor store, I could bring up 30 bottles on that counter. When was the last time somebody at a liquor store going, you know, I'm going to have to cut you off and you can only buy 3 bottles? Not a damn store will do that. You go in there, you can get a keg, for God's sake. You could reserve a cake, and no store is going to tell you, that's too much liquor. Who's going to be at your party? They're not going to say shit. So you buy that alcohol, and then you buy it for that underage party that you're going to do, kids on alcohol, And you're sitting there going, I'm the cool mom. We had a, my executive producer used to do this. She had teenage kids. She says, I'd rather them party at my house than in the street. I'd rather them smoke dope in my house than in the street. I'd rather them fuck in my bedroom than in some strange hotel. And these kids were 16 and 17 years old. But this is how she was thinking. I'd rather them be under my roof so I can control the shit than them somewhere else that I cannot. That's her way of reasoning for it. Responsible adult will say, no. You are not responsible to handle that alcohol that you may get a girl pregnant or she may do something she doesn't want to do. There is some kind of accountability and responsibility that comes with freedom. You can't just stop in the middle of the sentence, freedom, because there's more sentences. You can't stop and say, I wish you a merry, and then you stop. No, after the sentence is Christmas. So you cannot just say, I like my freedom. I could do anything you want to, because the truth of it is you don't have the freedom to do what you want. This is not a society that you can do what you want. We are not made. We have rules and laws and accountability. Don't talk to me about freedom. And when white people start singing old slave songs, we should overcome, this world has hit. This world has just lost its damn mind, because this is the world we live in. Just really, just think of the irony. We have white people saying, I want to be free. Wait a minute. Y'all didn't listen to us back then in the 40s and the 50s. Y'all didn't listen to us when we were slaves. Now you're up to saying you want your freedom? What happened to this world, man?
I mean, we shall overcome, but we shall
right.
not be dumb either.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
White people are starting to go back into, you're taking away our freedom. Okay. You're taking away our ID. Uh-huh. You're telling us that we're going to put some shots in our system. Wait a minute. Didn't they do that to black people in about the 40s and put shots in us and experiment with us? What's going on with you white people? Oh, you finally got invited to the party. How do you like it? You know what I mean? Welcome to the party. So white people are claiming now that their freedom is being taken away. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? Welcome to the party, white people. But again, to be safe, to be fair, when you talk about freedom, freedom comes with cost and responsibility and accountability. Freedom is not free. Any freedom that you're thinking about, people have died for that, for you to have a choice. They have died for that. Women have died for that, to give them equal rights. We can go on with the gays. You know what I'm talking about. We don't have to have anything. People have died for that. I know our people have got dogs sicked on them, hoses beat on them. We can go on and on and on. And we said the same thing, freedom. We shall overcome this bullshit. And white people is going to start learning the words. Pretty soon they're going to be going into white churches and going, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. And it will happen. Welcome to the party, white people. So don't give me that argument, because I'll give you the same fucking argument if I'm at King's house and I go to King, I'll go like this to King. You really this car, King? Brian, man, it sounds like you're drunk. I'm not drunk. I just smoked a lot of marijuana. Oh, that's different. Yeah, high as a motherfucker. Get in. King's going to say, you know, I don't know if I should get in. First of all, you're not in the car, and you're thinking that you're driving down the road. Oh, all right, let me get in the car. Second of all, you shouldn't be driving. I can go with that argument with him. What are you talking about, man? It's my car. I can drive my fucking car. No, because you could hurt somebody. I didn't hurt nobody. And you can't take my keys. What are you taking my keys away, King? You ain't taking my keys away. King, what are you taking my keys away? King, motherfucker. As soon as I find the house that you're at, I'm going to come in and get my keys. I can't even sign the motherfucking lawn that you're at, that belongs to the house. But that's responsibility. Do I have the right to get in a car and kill someone? Do I have the right, because I want freedom, to go rape somebody, to go rob a bank, to go do something illegal, to hurt someone. I got the freedom to do it. So don't, that argument about freedom and you're taking away our freedom, you're taking away your freedom from what? Well, you're taking away the freedom that I could choose to put in my body because you can't do that. Okay, well, if you don't get vaccinated, you are going to get the COVID. You are going to get it. And you will spread it. And you will spread it to your kids. You will spread it to your grandma. You will spread it to your mother. Whether you get vaccinated or not, you're going to get it. It's going to be here. The only thing that you have is you're hoping that your body is strong enough to take the hit. That's the only thing you got. Because you're going to get it if you haven't already got it. But you're praying and you're crossing your feet and you're saying to God, please, Lord, let me get over this. Don't let this kill me. If that's what you're hanging on to, you'll be seeing Jesus in person. Because Jesus is going to say, when you see Jesus, he's going to go, I wasn't really listening to what you said. What were you saying? Nothing, Jesus. Because Jesus gave you the problem. You know what the Lord did? And you motherfuckers saying, I'm going to give the problems to the Lord. God will take on my problems. God will do this. God will do this. Listen, let me tell you what God did. God says, look, motherfucker. Well, God doesn't say that. I don't know. Maybe God does swear. Maybe God is just a cusser. Maybe God has just had it. And Jesus just had it with you guys. You know, once in a while, I'm sure Jesus in his lifetime said, shit. Let's go over that. But the Lord gave you a brain. He gave you logic. He gave you common sense. The Lord did his work. So the Lord says, I'm giving you a brain, Brian, so you can think. Why, Lord? Because I don't need you calling me every minute. Lord, I can't get to the store. What do I do? Well, I'll put the tennis shoes at half price so you can go buy them. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I have no food. Well, I'm going to say, if you look in here, you got a job tomorrow. Oh, there's a job tomorrow. Jesus goes, yes, there's a job tomorrow. Get some food. Okay. Jesus, I quit my job. What? I didn't like my job. I gave you a job. Yep, I'm going to put my problems in your hands now. Jesus is going to go, shit. Jesus and God gave you the common sense. They gave you the accountability. They gave you the logic. God gave you the reason. God gave you morals. He gave you all that. And the reason God gave you that is for you to function for your life, for the rest of your life. So you don't call him every hour. Because God's busy. You know what I mean? There's floods and people are flying and people have no jobs and there's hell. And then you're calling them, you're giving them a notification. Bing. Yeah, Brian. You know, Lord, I had a hard day. Brian. Lord. I don't know what I'm going to do. My wife left me. I'm thinking about suicide. Lord said, I gave you common sense. I gave you logic. I gave you reason. I gave you everything that you should be able to put yourself together. I know, but I'm not going to use it. I'd rather talk to you. Show me the way. Lord say, you know what? I need you to come talk to me in person. Why don't you just walk across the street and we'll talk when you get here. Okay, Lord. Lord, tired of you. So, yeah, you got your freedom. You got your freedom not to take this. And you also have the freedom that when you catch it, stay with it. Now, if your reasoning is, if I catch it, I should keep it. But, see, that's not the problem. Because if you catch it, you're going to spread it and hurt other people responsible. That's what suicide people do. When people commit suicide, they hurt other people, and it's meant to hurt other people. The motherfucker jumps off a building. He lands on an innocent person. He dies and goes, hey, I'm still alive. Fuck, I'm miserable. Or they hang themselves where people could find them so they could be traumatized for the rest of their life. Suicide people are very vengeful people. They're not nice people. They're angry and they're vengeful. They're basically evil. Nobody, I mean, you could easily drive off in the lake. You can kill yourself in all parts of town, dig a hole, bury yourself and everything. But no, you want to do it where people can see who you are. You want to do it to make the news. You want to do it, and you're going to hurt innocent people because you're very vengeful, angry people. And this is what's happening with these people. When they start saying it's tyranny or I have the right and the government is taking my right away, you have the right to protect yourself, yes, but your actions can cause innocent people to lose their lives. Yeah, you have the right to make the decision for yourself. And if it stayed there, if you caught it and it just stayed with you, I agree. You made the choice. But the problem with this is that it doesn't just stay with you. You're going to affect your kids. You're going to affect the grandma. You're going to affect the mother. You're going to affect the girl you're dating. You're going to affect the girl at the supermarket. And they don't deserve that. They're trying to make a living too. And I'm not saying live for them. I'm saying there's another part that you have to look at. If it was just you, fine, motherfucker. Quarantine yourself. But you're the motherfuckers that are going to go out, and I'm going to be in a store with you, and I'm going to be in back of your stupid ass. Or my wife or my girlfriend works at the market or the car wash, wherever, and you're going to cough and you're going to kill her because you want to be free, because you have no responsibility and you are not held accountable because it's your freedom. So I don't buy the freedom bullshit, and this is the rest of what he has to say. So poor you. You're only thinking about yourself, motherfucker, and you're a fireman, for God's sake. You should be ashamed of yourself. Your job is to rescue people and save people. But the only thing that you're talking about is you and how you feel and your freedom. It doesn't matter that you're a fireman, that you're going to come into my house, and then I need you to rescue me. You're going to pull me down the ladder, and you'll be coughing in my face at the same time, like, thanks for saving me from the fire, and thanks for giving me COVID, Mr. Fireman. You have a responsibility to of life. And here he is to finish off his little thing.
I'm going to run this in for a touchdown. But no, you decided to play the opportunity to do the right thing and represent the membership. You'd think that the union that's there fighting for the little guy would jump in front of this, and this would have all kinds of handles on it for you to grab and run this in for a touchdown. But no, you decided to play politics with this. And you have half this department. You have a split right down the middle. And this is what tyrants want. They want to split down the middle. They want to divide and conquer. I am so hopping mad right now, you have no idea my head could pop. Again, we want to give our union the opportunity to step in front of this and do the right thing. But know this, there is a large group of us in the hundreds, and we have an attorney on retainer, and he is a shark. We'll give you the opportunity to stand up and take the fiery arrows from the adversary of tyranny and step in front of this and fight for us. But if you don't, our plan B, a large group, and it is growing by the day, we have him on retainer, and we will seek legal counsel, and we will take the fight to you, the city of Los Angeles. Again, I'm going to catch so much grief for this, but I don't care. I wouldn't be able to look at my wife, and she's going to kill me. I wouldn't be able to look at my wife, though, and my sons in the eye as they grew up under total tyrannical law and rule. when I had a chance to stop this, I had a chance to fight, but I did nothing.
What are you stopping? What are you fighting? What are you fighting? You're fighting the right to get vaccinated or not vaccinated? Is this really a... I see in your head. You're fighting for freedom. Okay. Okay, you don't have to take the shot. Is that okay? So, mind you, you're going to be unvaccinated. That's fine. And you're going to go into burning buildings, and you're going to do this because you're a fireman. You're there to save lives, and you're unvaccinated. And there's going to be an old woman with a cat. You're going to go in there, and maybe she has autism, or maybe she has whatever, heart problems and everything. And maybe you're going to try to save her, or maybe you got to do mouth-to-mouth, and you're unvaccinated, and you just infected her, and you just killed her. What are you fighting for? You're fighting for the right to not do the right thing? You're fighting for your choice of I'm not being vaccinated, even though we got deaths this killing people. It's a virus and it's killing people. You have the right for what? If you don't want to get vaccinated, motherfucker, don't get vaccinated. And you could cry like a baby and threaten to sue the government. Go ahead. Let me tell you this. The odds of you suing the government and you win the government never loses when you sue them, motherfucker. Everybody knows that. The government doesn't lose when you – because you know why? Because the judges work for the government and the laws that we have. You have the right. Here's what your right has right here. And this is where innocent people fuck up. I mean, here's where people like this fuck up innocent people. You have the right to quit your job. How's that, motherfucker? You can't have both. If you're worried that you have to be vaccinated and you don't want to be vaccinated, you can't cry both. You don't deserve the job. Entitles, if the job entitles you to climb a ladder in a burning building, that's what the job requires you to do. If the job requires you to do anything, rescue people, that's what the job requires you to do. And guess what, motherfucker? The job is requiring you to get vaccinated. That's the job. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you don't have to sue nobody. Leave. You don't need a lawyer. Leave. That's your freedom. If you don't want to get vaccinated and the job requires you to get vaccinated, leave. That's your freedom. That's your freedom that you're talking about. Leave. Your freedom, you can't have both. You can't have, I want my freedom, but then I want, and then I'm going to change the law that's required and then yell about your freedom. No. That's the law. Well, I don't like the law. I'm going to sue it. That's not your freedom. Your freedom is I don't want to work in a place that I'm not, that I'm required to be vaccinated. That's the freedom you're talking about, motherfucker. Leave your job. But you don't want to. You're a coward. So you're going to sit here, try to be a martyr, saying, well, I'm going to fight that law. And it's not right for anybody else because maybe other people in the firehouse want to be vaccinated and they want to be safe. But you're the one who's going to say, no, I'm fighting for us to have a choice of being vaccinated or safe. That is not what they're doing. That is not the law. You can't add shit to it. The law is going to be mandated that you're going to be vaccinated because you're going to go into the public and you're going to be a danger to them and infect more people if you're not properly vaccinated. That's the motherfucking law. And if you can't handle that shit, quit bitching and whining like a bitch. Quit. That's your freedom. Right there. That's your door. That's your door. That's your door. So don't yell about freedom when you won't take it. People quit their jobs every day because things they don't agree with. They don't stay there and bitch and then want to change the rules. You can't change the rules. That's what the job requires. So quit acting like a bitch and use your freedom and leave, motherfucker. Hello, Joe.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
We got
Hello,
9 minutes. Hello, motherfucker. Hello, my motherfucker. You got King. You got King in the studio. You got King in the studio.
Hey, King, what's up? He's getting a sandwich.
Joe, you have no energy. What? Now you're disagreeing with me. Go ahead, Joe. I like to hear the argument. I'm all yours.
Well, it doesn't matter. What my opinion is never reflected your opinion. It doesn't matter. What I got out of what he said was he said his wife was going to kill him. When I heard that, that's another person who, when he's thinking he's doing the right thing, and I think he's doing the right thing, that his wife isn't supporting him. So I'm asking myself, who did he marry that is, you know, who's going to kill him when she wants him to be a leader and when he's actually trying to be a leader for his fire department, she's going to put up a bitch. Now, I know of two other people who acted as, the same way in politics, and their wives accused them, you know, started crying and accused them, what are you doing to us? That's what she's going to do. So I got that out of it. But in terms of what he's trying to do, from what I know, it's very limited information I got from, you know, I saw the headline about him, is that he just wants the right for he and his department to be vaccinated or unvaccinated as they wish. Their health, their safety, their body, and I don't see anything wrong in it. You, of course, have the other side. Okay, that's your, you know, that's your particular side. But I think he's doing the right thing.
Okay. My argument here, and the whole argument is here. Here's the argument, so we don't get lost in the weeds. We know it's coming. We're not stupid people. We know that they were pushing the FDA approval on these vaccines. We know why Biden was pushing so hard, so fast. We know. As soon as, and which it did happen Monday, so they can federally mandate it. Biden's pissed off that he did not reach his goal. People are pissed off that they're not taking a second shot. People are not mandating enough. I mean, whatever the politics of it, doesn't really matter. Biden's going to get his wish. Within 2 to 3 or 4 weeks, it will be a federally mandated thing to do. You're not going to be able to work in an office, a county office, a hospital, whatever. You know the deal. Policemen, military, firemen is going to be required to do it. Right now, they're doing this bullshit to make it harder for you. When they were saying this bullshit, like, if you don't want to get vaccinated, then you got to test every week. People know they're not going to test every week. They're going to make it hard for you to get that out. They want to take that out away. We know what's happening here. And once it gets into the federal government, they will order your school, your elementary school, that all kids must be vaccinated, whether you like it or not, just like the measles, the mumps, or whatever. This is a requirement to be in school, whether you like it or not. And it will go from the schools to the offices to the county to state. Any state that does not participate in this will lose their federal funding. This is what it's about, to make sure that people get vaccinated. Do you agree, Joe, or not agree? This is the whole plan.
Yeah.
This is the plan.
Well, it's more than that. Yeah. Yeah, it's about federal. It's about putting pressure on the state.
Exactly.
Federal funds.
Exactly.
But it's also going to extend from there. They want everybody in America to be mandated to be vaccinated, even though people who are vaccinated are still contracting the so-called virus and they're still spreading the so-called virus.
Exactly.
When in fact what they're spreading are I think they're called either cryons or trions. It's it's the pathogens that the vaccines are creating. And they're shedding them to people who aren't vaccinated. Eventually, everybody's going to contract some sort of pathogen. It's not going to be COVID. COVID was never dangerous. And all of America and all of the world will be infected. So that's the whole story.
Yeah. Right. It's still going in with the herd immunity theory. Well, how you want to call it, they got off of it in the beginning. When this first came out, they're going, okay, most people have it. We're guessing, we're hoping the herd theory will work. But that didn't work. So now we're going to use the vaccines as the herd theory, if you agree with me. Enough people get vaccinated, we could choke this, we can get rid of it. It's still, whatever you want to call it, it's the herd theory. Do you agree, Joe? Not agree? Agree?
No, I don't. And okay. The herd immunity, that was reached a long, long time ago because COVID was not the danger. You only had a 2% mortality rate with COVID. Tuberculosis kills more people than the coronavirus family. There's another disease that's contagious that kills
more
people.
Well, we killed tuberculosis but we got people injected with again, that's how we killed tuberculosis. It's because people were injected with, I don't know what they were injected with tuberculosis, but you know what I'm saying. People took the shot. People took this shot of sickle cell anemia. What about sickle cell anemia? Remember sickle cell? You don't hardly hear about that anymore. We got the shot. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, Joe. Don't go away. 708,
okay.
You're live on the air. Right. You might want to argue with 708. Now, I love it when you argue. 708, you're live on the air.
So come on in and fulfill Brian's wishes of an argument.
Prophecy, right.
Another train wreck. Yeah.
Make it my well, when I go on a hammer show, people like to fuck up and fight. Hey.
You know,
fulfill the legacy.
708.
Okay.
I know. 708 is not around, I guess.
708 is listening. It's okay. Some people are listening at work. I just want to know where 708 is. 708 is in Chicago. Hello, Chicago. Sometimes people at work can't talk. Trust me, I get a lot of women saying, I have to put my headphones on because I have kids in the house. I understand your privacy. But we're gonna go on. But please do not argue with me about my freedom and the reason why I'm not taking this shot, because you're taking away my freedom. That's a bullshit pussy excuse.
Right, if you feel that way, you feel that way.
Okay. No, freedom comes with responsibility, cost, and accountability. Freedom is just, you can't just throw freedom out there. You're free to do anything you want to. Joe, you're free to piss on somebody's lawn if you want to. You're free to rape that guy's wife next door. You're free to sell drugs. You're free to do anything you want to do. You're free to take your own life if you want. That's freedom. But people got to understand that freedom and power comes with accountability and responsibility. You will get the repercussions of your deeds or your action because of your freedom. And it follows that. So if you don't take the shot, okay. But if you're going to cry freedom, I'm going to hold you to it, because your freedom can cause another person's death. And I use the example, Joe, I want you to, I'm free. I go over to your house and I'm drunk. Hey, Joe, what's up? You see me so fucked up, and I say, Joe, I'm driving home. And I'm not driving around the block. He goes, where are you going? I'm going to California. You're going to be on the road for 4 days? Are you nuts? Okay. You try to take my keys. You try to take my keys. Let's just say you care for me. Let's pretend you do. Let's wait a longer time so it can sink in. And you said, Brian, you're not going to take your car. I say to you, my car, my alcohol.
Right.
You cannot take away my freedom. It's my car.
Right.
And I could drive me. Right. I pay taxes. You know how drunk people. I pay taxes sometimes.
Sometimes.
I have the right to drive on this fucking road anytime I fucking want to, right?
All right.
What are you
going
to do,
Joe?
Well, you know, but if you give me my keys and I kill someone, do you just chalk it up that, well, he was free? What do we do? So I equate that with these people yelling freedom with the COVID vaccine. Yeah, you have the right to make your decision, but your decision can affect other people and kill other people. especially if you're a firefighter, that you go into a burning building or you're saving somebody and you're not protected or you're not vaccinated.
Right.
And it's a life. And, you know, that was, remember what AIDS was, the same thing? I felt sorry for those bastards. That AIDS, you didn't know when
right.
AIDS first came
right.
out. You didn't want to kiss them, touch
right.
them, or save them. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do, Joe? That's my freedom. What do you do? Do you let me drive?
Well, first off, I make sure the car is in overdrive. I start off the car for you. I make sure I put the key in the lock for you. I make sure you have no. I take away your seatbelt, and then I say, okay, Brian. Go ahead. Go to California.
Yeah, go ahead.
Good luck.
You put a brick on a gas pedal. Get to go.
Yeah, right. I put the brick there, and I say, this will help. And I say, go ahead. And I say, good luck, pal. Talk to you whenever. And then as you're waving in and out of traffic, I say,
right.
I made the right choice. Right.
Yeah, but then I run over a baby, or I kill a grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Or I run over an innocent bystander because of the state of mind I am. I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any responsibility of that, saying that I could have just kept those keys and kept them off the road, and maybe that person would have been, that life would have been saved?
Well, it depends. I mean, if we get to know who the baby was and his last name was Hitler, you don't care.
He may be a bad bastard.
That
little shit.
Yeah. He was a demon seed. Who gives a shit about the kid? Now, if grandma was a member of the Communist Party, you say he cares. So, you know.
I hear what you're saying, but on a serious note.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying, but
okay.
Freedom comes with responsibility, and it comes with accountability. And it just is not all about you and your freedom, because it's about affecting other people. If it was just you and say, this is my choice, what happens to me, like at a surgery, if the doctor says, you know, if we don't take this surgery, you may lose this, and you make this, it's on you. But at this particular time, it can affect other people. Your decision, it can affect and kill others. I mean, that's
okay.
The other coin to it. And there's no argument on that. And do I believe that the government has the right to put poison in your body? No, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in the 70s where they sterilized Native American Indians, where they sterilized the women. The government did that. There's a lot of things I don't believe in. But here's, it doesn't matter what you believe in, what you don't, because here's what's going to happen. They're going to put a federal law, and you know it's coming, Joe. We all know it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
That now that the Pfizer has been FDA approved, Biden can step in now and say every school, public service, public job, county job, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm talking about. Have to be vaccinated. And you know what? They're not just hitting the vaccinated people. And here's where the farmers, Big Pharma, I'm getting pissed off at Big Pharma because this is how they make billions. Big Pharma says, hey, you know what? We got about 25% of the people who cannot take this shot because they have some kind of immune deficiency. I know. Let's call it a treatment. Let's make this other shit, and they'll call it a treatment. Let's get them, too. Now there's everybody will be on some kind of form of medication, some form of treatment. Even that bastard has one lung and dying of cancer. We won't call it. We won't give him the Pfizer shot. We'll call it a Modium treatment. You know, that's what's going on too. You know what I'm saying, Joe? We're going to get everybody. Nobody will be exempt. I'm hearing shit from 12 years old to 15 years old. I just heard shit from 6 months old to 15 not too long ago.
Right.
That they're going to vaccinate them.
Mm-hmm.
Do I agree with it? No, I don't. Can I fight it? Sure. I can quit my job, work from home, take my kids out of school, let them do viral training, then they will not have a social life at all. They would not be connected to other kids because part of going to school is developing social skills. We'll take that away from my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I live up the grid and go in the woods and eat real animals or walking by. That's my freedom, my choice.
Mm-hmm.
But we really don't have a choice if we're going to live in this society. We have to do it. And I understand people are saying, you're infringing on my rights. Yes, we are. You're taking away my freedom. Taking away your freedom to help other people because you're a moron. So if your freedom affects other people that they can die, we're taking it away.
Mm.
What was that Star Trek episode, Joe? And I know you're not a Star Trek fan. When Spock was dying, and he says, and then the captain says, Spock, why did you do it? Remember when he took the it was the radiation
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, he took the radiation. It was a radiation.
Right.
Except for the common good.
Yeah. Remember that phrase? One for the many or for the few and for the many?
Right.
That phrase?
Right. Right. Right.
Well, that's the same thing what's happening here. Here we go. This guy, there's only 3 more minutes of this. Please listen to this guy's argument. Remember, he's an L.A. fire department guy. He's upset.
Well, you played it already, didn't you?
No, I haven't played the end.
Oh, okay.
He has 2 more minutes.
All
he's
right.
almost there. Here's the end.
Okay.
This is bigger than me. This is bigger than the Los Angeles City Fire Department. This is bigger than my union. I don't recognize this place anymore. I don't recognize this country. I don't recognize this state. I don't recognize this department anymore. Again, I want you to be very clear. I want everyone to be very clear on this. This is not a political issue. This is not left-right. This is not Democrat-Republican. This is not vax-unvaxxed. This is a fight for freedom of choice, free will. This is a fight against tyranny. Make no bones about it. We have an uphill battle. A sizable financial commitment from several hundred of our members. I don't want to be doing this at the end of my career. I'd love to do a few more years on this department and just fade off into the sunset. But you know what? Damn it, this landed in our lap. And we got to do something. We can't sit back and let this happen. Let this happen to our country. I'll leave you with this. I saw this online a couple days ago. It was a gym owner in Oceanside, California. And like so many businesses here in California, they have just been knuckled under. And he was speaking in front of his city council. And he pointed at them. And he said, you told us, like the country's administration told us, and you, our city government, told us, just give us 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And this has gone from 2 weeks to flatten the curve to show me your papers. We all see what's happening here. I can't sit idly by anymore. If things have moved that fast in the last 18 months, where the hell will we be in the next 18 months? God bless all the first responders out there. You need to turn around and put your union on check and have them fight for you. And if they don't, you take the battle to them any way you can, and you assemble all the numbers that you can, as many people as you can, and you take the fight to them. We outnumber them. I'm out.
And there you have it. Anybody else agree with this guy? Does anybody agree with him? Anybody? Okay.
I don't agree with him simply because he's saying it's my body. Alan Dershowitz has presented a very good argument for the taking of the vaccine and for the not taking of the vaccine. He did this about when the COVID crap started about a year ago. Very good argument. And the fact is the government cannot mandate you to take a vaccine if the only person who's going to be endangered if you don't take the vaccine is yourself. You have the right to put yourself in harm's way. Now, if the vaccine prevented the transmission, the contracting of the disease, and the transmission of it, then he says, and I agree with him, that the government has the right to mandate that you take the vaccine because it's a contagious disease and you're affecting other people. Okay? But as the CDC has already said, if you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, you're still going to get the disease, and you can still spread it. So what's the use of being vaccinated if you're still going to endanger other people the same way as if you're vaccinated? So what's the argument for that?
The argument of that is the argument is no longer is the vaccine safe. That argument is gone. Let's just be real. The argument of it is to say for me, whatever, that argument's dead. What's happening now is that the mandate is happening now. That's the new argument. Whether the government should mandate this vaccine, and if you don't take it, you can't go to sporting events, you can't go here, the bars, whatever, things that we do in our society that brings us great pleasure, relaxation.
Right. Do they have the right?
They're going to take all that away.
That's the argument.
That's the argument now.
Their argument. But if their argument is that, and they know because the CDC has already said, whether or not you're vaccinated, you still can contract it and you still can spread it,
right,
then why mandate doing something when it's not going to change anything?
That's the argument. That's the argument.
That's the argument?
That's the argument.
Plus,
there's no argument because they're going to take that out of your option. You have no option. The argument is the government, we're going to force you to take this vaccine. And right now they said, well, if you have problems and you could be exempt. Well, they're going to take that away, too, because now they're coming up with shit that says, they have this thing called vaccine control or vaccine method. It's coming through the pipeline that they're going to be able to vaccinate you. Bless you. They're going to be able to vaccinate you anyway that it'll be safe for you. That's coming down the pike. So the argument is,
okay,
if I don't take the vaccine, I will be shunned from society. I will not be able to work, feed my family. My kids won't be able to go to school. I won't be able to go to the store.
I know that.
Okay.
You've already repeated that.
I'm sorry, I have to repeat again. Some people just came in the studio. Yeah. Does the government have the right to force this upon someone? That's the new argument.
Under certain circumstances, yes. I've already explained what the circumstances would be. Do you agree with those circumstances?
No, I don't. But it doesn't matter.
You don't?
No. See, this is what we're saying. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether I agree with it or not.
You don't agree that if a person's vaccinated or unvaccinated, they can contract it and still spread it. So that's been documented that they could.
Go ahead. Yeah. I can tell you the argument about that. The argument about that is if you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized. Or vaccinated, you're not going to end up in a ventilator. Or vaccinated, you're not going to end up dead. That's the argument about that. The argument is not whether you can still contract it, because you can. But when you do, you're not going to end up dead or in a hospital. That's the argument on that, why you should get vaccinated. They're not saying once you're vaccinated, you're never going to catch it. But go ahead.
So if you're going to catch it and if you're going to spread it, and you're saying, well, if you catch it, it won't be as bad. Over 24,000 people have died from the vaccination already.
What do you mean sure?
What do you mean sure?
You're
not supposed to have any kind of...
I'm here, you guys. I'm sorry. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, King, what's up?
Who's 7? Wait a minute. 708?
I'm sorry. I forgot my kids got out of school early today, and I forgot I had to hang up. Yeah.
Wait a minute. King, are you here? Is that you, King?
Yeah.
Okay, that's King.
That's King.
Okay, that's King. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, do you know that when it comes time to try to prepare a vaccine, it takes years and years. If the vaccine has killed people, there have been the trials when even if they've killed as few as 20 people, they've stopped going and preparing for that vaccine. They've had to discontinue it and take a brand new course to try to get a different vaccine. Not the same one, a different one. This so-called vaccine has killed over 24,000 people. 24,000. Which means it's ineffective.
No, it does not. It does
do not.
I don't think it means ineffective.
Okay.
No. You can't say that, Joe. Wait a minute. Joe, the flu vaccine.
Of course I can.
You can't really say that. You're going to say that number. Let's say you're going 24,000 against 658,000 in 1 month of people dying of it. There's going to be casualties. Nothing is 100% safe. Hell, birth control is not 100% safe. Hey, back in the day, Tampax gave you toxic shock. Any medication that you take will have some fatality.
I'm glad you said that, because if you were taking any medication for the cold, and it showed that it killed 24,000 people, you take it off the market. Same thing with the vaccine. If it's killing people, when ordinarily, if it would kill even 20 people, you take it off. So you take it off. There is no argument for keeping it around if it kills even a few people. It's a vaccine that you're trying to make sure millions of people take. You take it off the market. Period.
Let me just tell you something. Birth control. It is estimated that over 900,000 people with 60,000 to 100,000 dying every year with birth control that has a reaction of blood clots and a lot of other things. Here's a question. Can birth control kill you?
The answer is the birth control pill and other birth control products can and have killed women, not only in the United States, but all over the world. Oftentimes, the pill leads to cardiovascular problems, which can result in death.
And what
now,
are the
numbers? Do you want to take birth control off the market? Versus how
if
many times it actually
people,
was effective? These are the stats. Birth control. It says right
well,
here.
How many times was? Yeah, I know. How many times was that effective versus how many times it killed people? If it only killed 1%, it's not about a contagious disease. Birth control is about one person getting pregnant by another person. You do not get pregnant, and then all of a sudden, when you touch other people, they now become pregnant. It's not a contagious disease.
Yeah. No, okay? But the argument is, Joe, that no medication, as simple as medication as birth control or the common cold medication, even an aspirin that can cause liver failure, it's not 100% guarantee that you're going to be safe.
Right.
There are a percentage of people that will have a fatality using these pharmaceutical drugs.
Correct. And if
even
1% of these particular drugs were causing death, they would have to be taken off the market because
they're
causing death.
I don't know, but that's a good question, Joe. How much percentage of death the medication will cause before it would be taken off the market? Now, you know, I get it mixed up. You probably know, I think it's Johnson & Johnson that just had that lawsuit with the talcum powder. Was it Johnson & Johnson that these women started developing?
Johnson & Johnson. Right.
How many of these women have got infected or died before they actually pulled it? I don't know what the number is, Joe. And that's a really good question.
The lawsuit cost Johnson & Johnson over $2 billion, and I think they're still getting sued. They knew
they
would cause cancer, and it was part of their work product. And they refused to give up the work product, but the lawsuits discovered it, and that's one of the reasons why they lost the case and had to pay out billions of dollars. That's a good question about what the percentage is and how many people. And I'd say 2%. Let's say somebody would say, well, it's only 1% that died. But if that 1% ended up being 100,000, 200,000, you would take
it
to the market.
You're right. Alcohol.
Okay.
Well, if you really want to get technical, alcohol. Liver damage, brain damage, whatever. Marijuana, we can go with it. You know where I'm going with this.
Right.
I'm sure there's a lot of people who died of liver disease. I'm sure there's a lot of people who died with alcoholic poisoning. I'm sure there's blah, 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 there's a lot of death that's related to alcohol, even drinking alcohol. There's death related to it. You could probably pull up how many people died of DUIs and how many people died from a drunk driver. When do you pull that off the shelf, though? When do you pull that off the shelf?
It's not a drug.
Some alcohol. Will argue that alcohol is a drug. Some will argue that it is a drug.
Yeah, I'm not talking. I know. They would say it's a drug, in fact, that because it has alcohol. But it is not a prescribed drug. It is not a drug that's used to help people. It is a drug which is allowed to remain because of the lobbyists. And you can use the argument about drunk driving or about cars in general.
Yeah.
Or about people contracting or about people having diabetes because of a thing. And Dershowitz explains that as well. It's the thing about general policy. Because you have the right to endanger yourself, and if you endanger other people because of a lack of personal responsibility, you have to take a look at that particular issue on the premise of personal responsibility. When it comes to vaccines, the personal responsibility is taken out of your hands because now it's the government's responsibility to save you and everybody else. When they say, take this, even though you can endanger other people, that's against general policy and it's against common sense. And it is medical tyranny when you do that.
You're absolutely right. And not to mention that now people can sue Pfizer. You couldn't sue them before. As officially as of Monday, if you have taken a vaccine and you, you can sue them now. It's been FDA approved. So now you can sue them. You could not sue them before when it was an emergency medicine. And it was for emergency use, and you used it on your own with the responsibility of saying, you know, this is an emergency medicine that
No. Yeah, you know it was emergency. Yeah, okay, go ahead. Yeah, right.
You get what I'm saying. But now that they approved it and now it's government regulated, and you have some adverse – see, Pfizer got to be very – they just open up a big box of whoop-ass. You know, I know they're going to think they're making billions, but there's going to be people, there's going to be people, lawyers who just got a hard on saying they just got FDA approved. Every lawyer got, if you listen carefully, open up your window, you got every boner-popping lawyer out there going, now we can sue their motherfucking ass, and they will. It's going to happen. Because we don't know enough about the adverse reaction of this so-called emergency virus treatment, you know? And it's
people don't know about it, that's the whole thing.
We don't know
people
the extent
do know.
Of it.
People just don't want.
But we don't know the extent of it. No, we don't. We don't know if this is going to last 6 months. We don't know the reaction of taking the drug that is going to cause my... What happens if a baby is born... you know what I'm trying to say. They're going to be, you know, babies, maybe miscarriages, you know, somebody's... Or the baby's born disfiguredly or whatever, with a cleft palate.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be hard for Pfizer to defend themselves on that. They just opened themselves... do some heavy lawsuits. Trust me on this one. And Joe, you know how people are. I think you and King, right, King? I mean, I'm ready to sue their ass. I can't wait. I'm going to get in line. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, you know, I took this medication and I have a blog talk show. I wouldn't have had a blog talk show if I didn't take this medication. I'm on the air. I should not be on the air, motherfuckers. I'm going to sue you because you think I thought I could be on the
air.
You
were probably... You would probably win that case.
I probably would win the case. Oh, I heard your show. You're damn right. He should be on the air. $3 billion.
That's right. Take them off.
but that's what they did. See, there's a catch-22 here. They're, of course, they're going to make billions of dollars, but then they're going to open themselves up to lawsuits. And, again,
have
don't think about suing. Go ahead.
Have they actually been,
yes.
Has the government said or somebody said that they can be sued, or were they thinking about now that one of the drugs, one of the vaccines has been approved, that they're thinking about taking away their immunity? Which one is it? Can they definitely be sued, or were they thinking about taking away their immunity? They can definitely be sued now. Okay.
They definitely can be sued. They had immunity when it was the emergency break glass thing, and people know that it's experimental and that blah, blah, blah. Now that they've been approved, so the government is saying, we approved this. We went through all the studies, and we did this. This is safe for you. We even mandated this. And you're telling me that I have to put this in my body, and my baby or my husband's acting funny.
You know what I heard? I didn't know if Pfizer could be sued. I heard that if employers hire people and if they knew that the person was not vaccinated and somebody else contracted you know, from shedding, that they could be sued. I didn't know that Pfizer could be sued. Oh, okay. I'll look further into that.
That too. I mean, they're not going to stop there. They'll sue the company. They'll sue Pfizer. They'll even try to sue the government. I mean, why stop? They'll see what they can get. But now every lawyer is out there with the biggest heart on saying, hey, honey, remember that Ivy League school, that our dumb kid, that, you know what I mean? Guess what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's going to Princeton.
Yeah.
I don't care if he's four. He's going to Princeton.
He's going to Princeton. He's going to Yale, Princeton, Harvard.
He's going to Yale,
we got a genius in the family.
Yeah, exactly. You know, one that lays in his feces and eats his own shit from his diaper? Yeah, he's going to be a doctor.
Oh, he's going to be great. Yeah, I know.
This world is a trip. It's a trip. You know, anything you try to do good, somebody's going to think of a way to make it bad and earn twice as much money. You know? Hey, let's go to computer. Mm-hmm. Let's hook everybody up to the world.
True.
Okay. Another guy goes, computer? Porn! Oh, shit.
Oh, that reminds me. What do you think about 5G? Do you think it's dangerous or not dangerous?
Oh, man. I think people haven't been thinking about 5G. Do I think it's dangerous? No. I mean, if you really want to go technical, you know, my limited ability. But when I was a kid, I'll just go with this. When I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
my parents did not let us sit close up to the TV. They were afraid it
right.
was going to ruin our eyes. They were afraid it was going
right.
to, so we had to put
okay.
back of the TV. I can go the same thing with to this day. I'm afraid of microwaves. Cindy has a way of when she's putting in a microwave, she would just hit the button, the thing flies open and takes what she wants. I am scared to death of it. There's been studies that said
right, I agree with you. I agree with you on that.
They can mess up with a man's
Absolutely.
Testicle and everything.
I don't have a microwave. That's right. I don't have a microwave. I don't like them for that reason. Right.
Right. So yes, I think it's possible. Of course it's possible. We're having an electronic device to our ear. Are you kidding me? I mean, let's just strip it bare bone, okay? You
okay.
got an electronic
right.
device that's hooked up to a cell tower.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's sending Wi-Fi that's hooked up to another cell in your ear, close to your brain. Of course you're going to have some brain damage. Even the communication
right.
people admitted it. The communication people said, we'll give you selfie sticks so the phone can stick out far so it doesn't affect you. There's been cases where
right,
men
right.
carry the phone
right.
in their front pocket, and there's been cases where testicular
cancer
has
cancer,
been, linked,
yeah. right.
been linked to it.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think is going to be
right.
in your, of course, yeah, 5G, of course. It's like a little microwave oven to your ear. Yes. Yes. I do think there is a thing.
Okay.
Yes, Joe. Yeah. That's just my reason.
When you say to your ear, do you mean that it's because of the phone? Or do you think, because of what I've read, and I don't know if this is true, that the
sure.
5G, simply because the cell towers are emitting those kind of microwaves, that even if
right.
you don't own a phone, you can still
right.
be affected by 5G.
Yes. But then we go with the regulations again. Who's ever, yes, I do believe, yeah. Well, it's been proven if you have a house and you live, you know, above you are power lines, it's been proven and it's been linked to a lot of people having problems. Heart problems or
mm-hmm.
asthma, what do you call it, lung problems or whatever. It's been linked to that. Yes. And that's
right.
why they got rid of a lot of power lines and they put the cable underground. A lot of them have cable
mm-hmm.
underground. But if you're living under there, it's a cell tower or one of these high voltage thing over your house, chances are you got cheap rent. Yes.
You live in, we are exposed. Okay. So how dangerous?
I believe. I don't know, and we would have to trust them, and that's where we come in here. How much radiation can a human being take before they become infected with some kind of problem? And it has been linked for people having birth defects and so on and so forth. We can go with oil. We can go with water in a well. There are some people where it used to be a girl on this show, Melissa. She gets her water from a well. And
She lived in either Maine or New Hampshire.
She lived in Maine.
From a faucet. All right. But she didn't
from
have to
a
go
well.
To the pump.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Now, you can argue how many chemicals you could put in that well before the water is treated. You can go, but, you know, then there's studies on that, that well water can cause some problems. So, yes, the short answer, yes, I think 5G can cause problems. Yes. Now, I don't know when they regulate it, how much of this 5G or how much power does that phone come to a human being before they affect it. I don't know, and I don't know who's in charge of that. But here's what I do know. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers are getting deaf here, and I get mad at Cindy because I see you motherfuckers with these earphones in your ear 24/7 playing on your phone, and it's killing the little middle hairs in your ear, and y'all are going deaf. You're going deaf. I know that Cindy used to have great hearing, and now either she's ignoring me or it's the phone. I have to think she's ignoring me.
Well, but I think she's ignoring you. I think she's putting earbuds in her ear.
I don't think she's even
connected to her cell phone. She just put them in the air and, honey, I'm busy right now. Yeah, that's what I think.
It's more damaging hearing you in my ear than – but, yes, Jim, I think you believe that too, don't you? Seriously, the 5G.
I think it's possible. I don't know.
Yeah.
I believe that it's very possible for the government to do
sure.
that. The other argument is that the 5G is being implemented, even though it might be dangerous, for the purpose of depopulating the planet. Now, that's another argument. That's a conspiracy theory. I don't know if that's true or not. And I don't know if the 5G is as dangerous as the conspiracy theorists say. But if it is... Mm. Then you have to take away the 5G leave it alone.
Okay, on that theory, let's just go with that conspiracy theory. The reason I'm against that conspiracy because the money that's made from 5G, these greedy motherfuckers, man, it's about greed. It's about money. It's about control. It's about power. I don't see anybody making anything to help the planet by popularize it, you know what I mean? That's like saying, I'm going to make this and we're going to, you know, depopulize the planet so we have more food. And No. To me, it's about greed and power and greed again. Mm-hmm. And that's my argument on here. So it's about customers and more money and more money and more money and greed than it is about overpopulating or underpopulating the planet. I'm sorry, I fall in that area, the greed area. I don't believe that. They would lose customers. Hey, you got a 5G. Well, we used to have 4 million customers last year. What do we got? Well, we got about 2 million. Oh, we killed them all, huh? Yeah, good job. Ah, we did good. Maybe we can grow a crop of corn this summer. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's about, I don't know if the theory's true. Who knows? But what would you say? Would you believe, let's say it was been proven that the 5G was killing a lot of people or making them very, very, very ill. Would you want the government to step in and say, no more 5G, or would you just leave it alone?
See, Joe, that's a hard one. That's a hard one. Because then we're going into regulations, and who at the government decides to know? We go to what you said was an excellent question. You should do a whole show on that, Joe. How many people that has to die before it becomes, I take it off the shelf, or it becomes dangerous to man or woman? And for you to say that goes with regulation, how many people have to die from this 5G? Because money rules everything. We have a thing called lobbyists. We have a thing called Senate, Congress, the House, whatever these people need the money to get elected.
Mm-hmm.
Power. So I don't, and that's what the government relies on. I think it has to be a big outburst to protest and to blame the people just said we had enough for the government to take action on something. I don't know if the government ever took action without the people uprising and say we had enough of this bullshit and the politicians are afraid to lose their job.
Well,
so
I agree with you on that. I don't think it's ever been. Yeah.
Right. And so I don't think I trust the government to regulate it because I don't think they would. It runs on greed.
But they're already regulating it.
But what degree, though?
How many people?
Right. Yeah. That's what I mean.
My question was. My question was not about.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. I keep stepping over you. Go ahead. I'm going to be quiet.
Yeah. My question was not about how many people would have to die in order for it to be taken off the market. My question was, if it's already been proven that they've killed, that the 5G has killed a lot of people and or made millions sick, should the government discontinue 5G? That was my question.
No.
Wait a minute. Okay. Let me see if I even understood you correctly.
The moral answer is yes. The moral answer is yes. The reality answer is no. If 5G
I'm not asking if they would. I'm asking if they should.
If they should. Of course they should. What do you think?
I'm not asking if they would.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. Of course they should. But how many people have to die before they do that? But yes, of course they should.
Well, that's the other part of the question. But that question has already been answered because it's already been proven, as I said. They found out that many people, enough people have died, enough people have gotten sick as a result of 5G. It's been proven that.
Now, that percentage
has already been shown. It's too much.
Right.
Should they take it off the market? Now, you say yes. I say yes. Would they take it off the market? What do you mean? You don't agree with it now? You change your mind?
It's a hard, you know, Joe, you hit a question that really doesn't have an answer, and I think you should run with it on your next thing, because I'll tell you why. If 5G gives us progress, meaning my TV's bigger and I get more channels, or it's more convenient. My microwave goes 20 seconds instead of 2 minutes and 50. You get where I'm going. If it moves society forward versus taking something off the market because it's hurt a certain amount of people, but this will allow us to call China and develop, you know, like on Star Trek, that you actually put a person in your palm now, you know what I mean? You know, because this is what 5G would do.
What?
You know, make the person appear in your palm, and you can actually talk to them and talk to Mama before she passes. See, progress.
Oh, you're talking about holograms?
Hologram. I'm talking about 5G, 7G will give you the progress that instead of the phone, you can be in your palm now, you know, just like Star Trek. Which we're getting there. So we're talking progress. So do we stop progress? Do we stop progress of because it's hurting a certain amount of people? Let's go 3% of the population. Do we stop progress because 3% of the population can't handle this?
All right, let's
and we should take it off the market.
The
what do you do?
Right.
Well, what do you do?
Right.
We
have 300 million people. So we have 3% who are dying.
Three. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know for sure, but
let's
just say 3.
Let's say 3%.
Right.
All right. That would be 9 million people. Okay?
Okay.
9 million.
Okay. Right.
Would that be enough to take, do you think that would be enough to stop the 5G?
Again, I asked the question, will it be enough? I say yes, morally, yes. But if I said to if we stop this progress, if we stop experimenting like 5G and we're going to 7G, 8G, if we stop it at 5G and say, okay, too much, too many people died, but it stopped progress, maybe when that person goes to the hospital and they need that 5G because that X-ray that they need, they can see more specifically stuff that they were missing before with the old machine.
Right,
and we can do automated things with AI. People can operate. You see where I'm going. So, the question is, the 9 million people died, and if we stopped it there, we may not be able to save those lives. So that little tiny cancer that we never picked up before, or maybe the bone structure that we can reconstruct somebody's broken bone because of this problem. What do you do? It can save lives.
All
on
right,
the other
let's
end.
Say not.
Let's say it saves 3 million people, but it saves 20 million people. 9
right,
million
that's
people
where
died.
I'm going with it.
Yeah.
Right, that's where I'm going with it.
So
it kills 9 million.
Right.
Yeah, and it saves the lives of 3 million who would not have been saved.
Right.
Do you keep 5G around or do you not?
It would have to save more lives than potential to save more lives, the potential. We won't know it, but if somebody says it has the potential, like I just gave the example of medical procedures,
yeah,
that we can
right.
spot cancer
right.
before autism,
right.
that we can see an autism cell, and we could now if you're telling me, and if it does that, I'm going to say, you know what, that's a cost of progress. There's, and we can't, and any modern invention is a cost of progress. Any medical
mm-hmm.
procedure, even your toilet, when we used to have it outside. Imagine taking a shit outside when there was hurricane season. I don't know. I'm going to hold it till after hurricane season go away because I'm not going to be in that outhouse. And all of a sudden, did you hear the weather report? And I'm on the shitter, and I'm in one of these circle things like, shit. I don't know how they did it. I mean, I'm acting funny,
well,
but Joe, can you
yeah.
imagine back
uh-huh.
in the day when it was hurricane season?
Don't even go there. Jesus.
I'm just saying, it happened.
God,
I had to go there.
Damn, it happened. Oh, please.
It happened.
Hurricane season. And they see a hurricane
tornado
blowing
season.
The fucking roof off.
They,
and they're going to go out.
Oh, my God, the
shitter.
But, again, they're going to say, you bring it in the bathtub.
Right.
How many people die in the bathtub? How many mothers have killed their kids, left their kids on the lawn in the bathtub? And then you say, okay, you know what? The bathtub could be a very dangerous thing, and it should not be in people's households because we got morons leaving their kids in the bathtub. And millions of kids die in that bathtub a year being unattended. Or they slip and fall in the shower.
Uh-huh.
Should we get rid of the shower? Should we get rid of see, here's the thing.
No, because people of their stupidity caused their
right.
problems, not the instrument itself.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Well, there you go. I see what you're saying. The invention in it, well, we can go with the airplane. How many people die in an airline crash? When you buy a ticket to go somewhere and you fly, you don't expect that you may get there or that we flip a coin and, whoa, we made it today. You expect safety.
Well, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
If the FAA found out that
right.
the planes were crashing at too fast a rate, they would
right.
stop flights.
But how many people must
right.
die for that to
but,
happen?
That's right. That's the question. The thing
is
that in the last 10 years, there has not been a domestic crash in the United States at all. It's safer
that's
to
true.
Be in a plane than it is to be on the highway.
True. But I'm going to go with your question because I see the time. The question is, it's
okay.
a hard question, Joe. No, it's a great one because you got me confused and stumped. But it's a great one about the 5G question, if you know that there's certain many of people that this 5G is causing a certain
right.
amount of problems and death,
mm-hmm.
do you stop it? Should the government step in and say, stop it? And then I gave you the argument, if you did stop it, you may be stopping progress from later on that it could save so many people's lives in the future because of technology. And if we stop technology because
mm-hmm.
of this, I don't know where you lie. I don't know where you lie because 5G
okay.
can give us something. So you have to answer that in your own moral thing, and it's a fucking great subject on Blog Talk because you have your show. And, Joe, we got 10 minutes. So do you have a
okay.
show or what's going
I'm
on?
Gonna,
what's
I'm,
going on with you?
Yeah, I had a show yesterday. I was the host of the show yesterday.
Oh,
next
you
time
didn't
I
let
have
me
a
know,
show.
Dude. Right.
Well,
you got to let me know.
Okay. But in any case, I had the show, and I didn't
okay.
discuss it. So the next time,
right.
next time I have a show, I'll talk about it. I don't think really
good.
Well, who knows? Maybe we'll talk about it for longer than 10 minutes or so. But I don't think a lot of people, they might bring up examples like you did. And we might talk about it for a longer thing. Yeah, that's a good topic to bring up. Yeah.
Very good. Because you're dealing with a moral issue as versus progress and who determines who lives and who dies and how many people should die before you pull something. I mean, who's the guy who determines that? Should 3%, 2%, 1%? Who determines that? Don't count the government.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, don't count the government pulling that shit. Exactly.
Oh, forget about the government.
Oh, fuck them.
You took the vaccine already, right? So
yes,
okay.
I
so
have.
I took
the Pfizer.
Yeah, I know. Are you going back? Pfizer. You took. Are you going back?
Oh,
to the booster?
Joe. It's.
Well, if you believe in the vaccine,
you should
be there. Then you should go back
to
the boosters.
I hear you. Uh-huh. I really don't want to. I think the booster came too quick, too fast, and we still haven't done with this.
But you believe in it. But that's your whole argument for the last hour.
Okay, here's what I believe.
We're here? Okay.
Here's what I believe.
All right.
We're all going to catch it. It's almost impossible for a human being not to catch this.
Not to catch COVID?
We're all going to catch it. It's impossible not to.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's impossible. If you just go outside, you have a chance of catching. You pick up your mail, you have a chance of catching. I'm not going to go into detail. But it's impossible for everybody's going to catch. They're going to catch some form of it. Now, whether that form that you catch, some people catch a cold, some people catch pneumonia. The degree of you caught it, what it does to your body.
Mm-hmm.
You might come down with a mild symptoms of cold. You see what I'm saying. Some people will get more of the thing.
Uh-huh.
But we're all going to be
we're
all going to have contact of this COVID virus. We're all going to have contact of it. And what our body does with it is what it does with it.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a shot, I think they lied to me. See, I'm in it. If you tell me I'm in the shot that, okay, Brian, you're going to take the shot. Good. What's it going to do? Well, it's going to be harder for you to catch it. It's going to be harder for you to spread it, and you're not going to end up dead, and you're not going to end up in a ventilator. I'm in. But then don't tell me about 3 months from now, Joe, I'm hoping you hear it. Don't tell me 3 months ago, like, well, that's true, but the potency only lasts 6 months, and then you need a booster. It's like, okay, we have a problem. And I think you're listening, Joe, because I'm going to end the show, so I'll answer this. Will I taste the booster? I'm already in. I already took the 2 shots. Yes, I'm in. This shit is serious. People are dying every day. 6,000 people were affected in one day in Arkansas. This is not a joke. This is not through politics. This is not through the president. Doctors are telling us. I was going to see. I got 6 minutes. Dang it. Welcome back, Joe. I got 6 minutes. But, yes, the short answer, Joe, yeah, I'll take it again. Nurses, welcome back. Nurses, do personal beliefs affect patient care? Nurses are against it. Nurses are saying everyone has a right to decline the vaccination. These are what nurses are saying. 1 out of 4 nurses do not want to take the shot. Now, the government's going to tell them they have to take the shot. You may not like it.
Well, so do you. It's good. Yeah. But you don't want to. You don't want the shot. But your whole argument for the past hour was that this guy who was the fire captain, he didn't have the right to say yes or no.
No,
because
he doesn't.
Of freedom, he had the freedom. He has the freedom to leave his job and not obey the government.
Right.
Well, if the government is telling you that you've got to take it, then you, of course, you're going to take the booster shot, and you're not going to say anything.
Here, you know, this bullshit about freedom, man, these people get on my nerves. Joe, you and I are smart. King's gone, too. King's smart, too. It's bullshit. I mean, when we're at work, we do not have the freedom. You really think, guys, listen to me right now. And it's freedom bullshit. It's a lie. Next time you go to work, you check out your coworker who's a woman's ass. Check her out. See what happens to you. Go up to her.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, baby, you want to have lunch? I bet you I want to. I'm looking at your tits, and it reminds me of cupcakes. Yum, yum, yum. See what happens to you. In the work, you don't even have the right to stare at her. If she feels uncomfortable, you've done a crime. So don't tell me at work what you have the right and the freedom you have. You have no freedom when you're at work. You follow the guidelines of your workplace. If you step out of your guidelines, there's a thing called, there's an F word. You're fired. So you don't have any freedom while you're at work. You have rules and regulations which
so
you must follow.
You're not working for anybody, Brian. Right. You're not working for
I am
anybody.
Not working, but I'm lucky that I can support myself, but there's a lot of people who are working.
That's right.
And if you're telling me that I'm at work and I want my freedom, you do not have your freedom at any job.
Well,
you have rules and regulations.
I'm talking about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when I hear this firefighter saying, I want my freedom, you have the freedom to quit, motherfucker. Quit. But you can't have it both ways. I don't agree that they should mandate this, but they're going to. I don't agree that I, as a black man, cannot drive down the street at 11 o'clock p.m. in a white neighborhood and not feel a little anxious.
Mm-hmm.
Or date a white woman and say, nobody's going to notice. I should have the freedom to feel safe. But we don't. That's life. And it doesn't have to be a black man. It could be a woman walking home at 11 p.m. by herself. She doesn't have to feel like if she goes down a dark alley or some three guys approach her that she's in danger. She should have the freedom to feel safe and walk home. But guess what? The world don't work that way. The problem that I have here, I'll get off of it and I'll get some time, is that you millennials think that you are privileged people, that everybody gets a trophy and that we should support you because you feel uncomfortable. And if you feel uncomfortable, you must change the work environment to make you feel comfortable and change everybody's work environment. You know what I'm saying? I'm a transgender, so we got to change all the rules so he can feel or she can feel comfortable. That's the problem with millennials. That as soon as they feel uncomfortable, they change everything to make them feel comfortable. But that's not how life is. So if you're at work and you're a firefighter and you're a fireman and you are upset because they are mandating this vaccination and you talk about your freedom, you have the freedom to quit. Because you don't have the freedom to stay up there and work for a county, city, government, or federal position where they mandated it under federal law and say these are the rules you must follow. Because, and if you don't want to follow these rules, you leave. Yes, you should leave. You can't have it both ways. I don't like, nobody likes to go to work 9 to 5. Nobody doesn't want to be treated like a child, like, what, I can't leave because it's not 5 o'clock yet? What, I can't have two breaks because maybe I have diarrhea? Nobody likes these rules. Nobody. But we have to abide by it because that's the job we chose. Joe, go. It's a minute and 48 seconds.
No, I'm done. I'm finished.
No. You have an argument against me. No, argue with me because I love it. But that's my argument. That, Joe, you're a very intelligent guy. You worked in places. You did sales and everything. There are certain things you could say on the phone, mm-hmm. certain things you couldn't say on the phone. There's certain things you should, how you act at work. I think you agree with me. If you don't act the way the certain things that they want you to act at work and you do something that's unacceptable that the boss could get sued or whatever, you get fired. That's just how it is. So I'm not going to be at a sales job as a telemarketing job go, Brian, what are you doing? I'm just smoking a cigarette and listening to music, boss. You're supposed to be on the phone. Well, you know what? It's my break time. Your break time was over 10 minutes ago. I want a longer break. I'm just relaxing. Or he hears me on the phone. Mm-hmm. Listen, motherfucker, you better buy that shit or else I'm going to come over there and I'm going to bust your ass. I got your address right here. Okay, got a sale, boss.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how we talk to people.
Yeah.
My argument is if you have to go to a place that is mandated, you have no other option. And if you don't like it, quit. Joe, argue against that. Mm-hmm. Argue that. Give me an argument.
So you believe that if that happens, the people who don't have the right to speak up.
Right.
Do
we have a right to speak up at work? How many times have we been on a job, Joe, that we hate, that we said, this is bullshit? And we have spoken up, and we have spoken up while we while they escorted us off the premises, and we drove home with no paycheck. It's
right.
The rules.
Yeah, but that's
It's the rules, Joe. And it's not coming from the company; it's coming from the federal government. And if
so
the
you're
company
saying
don't
that
obey
because
what
there are rules, okay.
Yeah.
So if there are rules in place. If there are rules in place, regardless of whether they're imposed by the company or by the government, then the normal person, he doesn't have the right to speak up simply because he might get fired.
You know the job when you took it. You want the job, not because you love the job, that you need the money to feed your family. You made the deal with them.
Yeah.
The application was
the
deal.
My question.
I accept. That was your question.
My question was about. My question was about the repercussions. My question was about: does the person have the right to speak up?
No, they do not. You do not have the right.
They don't.
If I hired you, no, seriously, if I hired you, and you come back and you come in and says, you know what? I don't like the way you yell during the meetings. It bullies people, and it hurts my feelings. Mm-hmm. I'm serious.
Okay, you're serious. All right.
And then you say, but I'm speaking up. And I say, you don't want me to yell, Joey? Oh. Joey.
Okay, right.
Right. I'll tell you what, Joey. I'm going to whisper to you. Come here closer, Joey. Yes? Is this better for you? Oh, it's much better. You're fired, you motherfucker! How's that? Oh, a little loud.
Mm.
It's my company.
Mm-hmm.
My company.
Right.
My rules. You fill out the application. I gave you the description what your job is. Do your job. It's not up for you to rise up and rise the employees up and have some kind of a coup taking over my company. All right, everybody, let's speak and let's get together in numbers, and we're good in numbers. Let's go to this motherfucker and say we're going to take over his company. No, you have no right. And that's why I don't work there.
Okay.
I don't work there. Oh, well, you have this and this and this, and overtime you don't pay? No, we don't pay overtime. I'm getting paid below minimum wage? Yeah, you are. But I'm going to require you to work longer hours so you can make up for shit. Oh, cool. Okay, when do I start? And then when I get hired, I don't have the right to say, this is fucked up. I make that decision. So, no, I don't have the right. There should not be an uprising.
Okay.
Don't you agree? I'm surprised you don't agree. I'm really surprised you don't agree. I'm really surprised.
Okay. All right. So the establishment of the unions, which were to fight back against employers who weren't treating them fairly and who were allowing them to get killed on the job, they didn't have the right to bargain.
See, now you're bringing unions in on it. We had a great conversation, and then you brought in the union.
I know. It's reality.
Well, you're screwing it up, Joe. You're screwing it up.
Yeah. No, that's not a bitch.
Am I for unions? No, I'm not. I'm not a union guy. But am I glad they're there? Yes, I'm glad they're there. I'm really glad they're there. Do they protect the people's rights? Yes, they do. And I'm glad they're there, you know. And I think unions have hurt small businesses,
I think unions have a good place in society. They also have done a lot of damage to society.
Yeah, they have.
But you were talking about.
But
you were talking about
people
have the right to.
No, they don't. I don't think so.
Okay, they don't.
People do. They know the job that they took. Do you think they have the right to question or form some kind
of
group that says, you think they do?
Of disgusted.
Wow.
That's what freedom
of
speech is about.
We really?
Freedom of speech, me. Yeah, freedom of speech, me. You have the right to speak up. If your boss, even though, first off, you don't have, if you don't take the job because the boss has said, these are the rules, and you say, okay, then I don't want the job. Now, if you take the job, and one of his rules is that you got to go and get him coffee every 3 hours, let's say every hour, if that's part of the job, and you do it, then you do it. But you also have the right to say, once you're there, hey, boss, if I keep getting you coffee every hour, I'm not able to make the sales. You can't fire me if you're taking away my time on the phone. Now, if he disagrees with you, then you can also disagree with him, and then you two can negotiate. So, yes, people have a right to speak up.
Okay. There was a I think you're going to love this. There was you kind of like my humor because you enabled me, and you shouldn't, you motherfucker. How dare you?
Excuse me for listening. I don't have to listen to it, you know. When my phone
you encourage my mental illness.
See, now you're going to blame me for encouraging something that's been in you for the last 50 fucking years. Okay. All right. Yeah. So
there's
somebody else's fault.
It is somebody else's fault. Hey, I can't have it. I'm crazy. It's you're the one who's encouraging.
Yeah.
There's something I put up. I wish I could find it. Joe, you would. It was referring to what you were just saying. That was so funny. I'll find it next time. It's inappropriate, of course.
Okay.
It's very inappropriate. And I got a lot of heat from Facebook. I'm not from Facebook, but, you know, some people who are such pussies.
So what'd they say?
It was a beautiful post. They're saying, that's inappropriate, Brian. There's one. It was a guy
so
who had a barbecue restaurant.
You made a post about women.
Oh, of course.
I thought it was about women and women. Oh, okay.
There was a post. This guy had a restaurant, a barbecue place, and on the marquee it says, I like my butt rubbed and my pork pulled. And a lot of women they like that. Here's another one that I posted. If you are reading this, you have survived your entire life up until this point. You have survived traumas, heartbreak, devastation, the different phases of life, and here you are. You go, motherfucker. You're awesome. I put that.
Right.
But
okay.
But
people objected to that? What do they object to that about?
No, they like that one. The women love that. 11 women.
Oh, okay.
Copy. Wait. I'm almost there. I think you're gonna. Let me see here. I'm almost getting it. Joe. Hold on. Here's one that they got offended. There's a guy and girl in bed, and it's a bubble. They're talking in the bubble. She says, "What's wrong?"
Okay.
He said, "I had a bad day, and I need your oral support." She says, "You mean moral?" He said, "You heard what I said." That was one of my favorites.
I like that one. I like that one.
Yeah. And there's one I put up there. They had a cup, right? And in the middle of the cup was like almost like a
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You're telling me the broads reacted to that in a negative way? They couldn't take a joke?
Yeah, they did. They kind of did.
Fucking broads. What kind of broad what would react to that in a negative way? Couldn't see that as a joke.
Well, here's another
That's
one that they get reacted to. Hey, here's another one they reacted to. It has Bill Cosby smiling, and the caption says, "Happy 50th birthday."
Christ.
Yeah, I love to buy you a birthday drink, and he's also smiling. Okay.
I like that one.
And here's what I think you can relate to.
And then I'll fuck you when you're passed out.
Exactly. Yeah. Here's what I think you can relate to. I know you'll laugh at this one. It's an old couple seeing a marriage counselor. And the bubble reads, "Yes, I remember suggesting that you never go to bed angry. However, 2 years is a long time to go without sleep." You know, I like that one.
I like that one. I like that one.
Yeah. Oh.
I like that one.
It's a couple of good ones. But there's really that one is a prince that I really wanted to give you. Oh, here's one I think you like. It's a shot at me.
Where's where's Alyssa? Not Melissa. Alyssa.
Oh, she's having some problems, man. Yeah, Miss Alyssa.
Did I pronounce her name right? I don't know if I did.
Yeah, Alyssa.
Alyssa. Oh, okay. Oh, Alyssa.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Alyssa. Yeah, she's having. Because
I don't
problems.
Hear King. I don't hear Alyssa.
Nobody.
I don't hear.
No, nobody. The only
Ellen.
One who's here is we have four or five other people in the room that I don't recognize. But the only one who came in is King and you that I do know. Because I came in at, you know, I came in at 11 o'clock my time. So, you know, I didn't expect to see any of you guys here. I just needed to come up. Oh, I think you're going to love this one. Waiter. There's a guy and a girl at the restaurant. Waiter, I just wanted to let you know. No, the waiter, it's the waiter, I'm sorry. The waiter is saying this.
Okay.
The waiter is saying, I just want to let you guys know that kids eat for free. So the guy says, good,
okay.
I'll have a water, and my daughter will have the steak and a kid's Bud Light.
I like that. Yeah. See, that's what I would do. That's what I would do. I would order, I'd bring my daughter in. She's about 13, you know. And I'd order for her. She'd have to pay nothing for the meal, and then I'd take the meal away from her and eat the steak and drink the beer. Yeah, that's what I would do.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
And my last one, I think you'd get a kick out of it because I couldn't find the other one. The last one I put up there is two people are having dinner. It's cartoons, by the way. They're two cartoon people. They're talking in bubble. And they're sharing wine. They're at a restaurant. The guy says, darling, I want you to have my children. She says, oh, Rick, I love to. So the next panel is that he dropped the kids off at her house and it says, kids, apartment 2B, tell her Rick sent you.
Your new mommy. Yeah. I thought that would happen. I saw that coming. I knew that was going to come. Yeah.
And the last one
the
last one I posted, I think here it is. It's a dog, cartoon again. A dog is putting one of those cones on the guy's hand, his master's hand. He's asleep. You know how the cone they put on the dog? So he's putting the cone on his hand, on his arm, while his master's asleep.
Right.
So the bubble says, the dog is thinking, let's see how you like it not playing with your balls for a week.
Yeah.
Put the cone in the his master's arm.
Put the cone, I know.
Yeah. How you like it? I put on your balls for a week. So there's some.
Yeah, I like it. So I can't see anybody objecting to it. It's good humor. I don't.
There's always gonna be one or two church going people and whatever. You know, I don't put shit up to get approval for anybody. It makes me laugh. You know what? Half the shit time I do it, Joe, it makes me laugh. I have one I put up here.
Yeah, well, I like the cartoon.
It's a baby deer. It's a baby deer. Cute baby deer, Bambi. In front of it is a pickle. So you see a pickle and a deer in the background. But it looks like the pickle is part of his body. The caption says, a dildo.
A dildo.
There's a pickle and there's a deer. It's a dough. I kind of like it cracked me up. But anyway, those are the things that – there's a bunch of donkeys in a truck that is driving down the street, and I said, look at this truck. It's really hauling ass. I know it's corny, but it's funny to me.
That was corny. That was corny.
Yeah. I like it.
That was corny.
All right, buddy. But I do terror stuff, and you know it. You know what I do. I shake shit up. Let me know when your show is. I love to hear your show. How long is your show? Is it like
I wouldn't invite you to another fucking show. It was just an impromptu thing anyway. I'm not inviting you. Fuck you.
Hey, I would support
make it
you.
A train wreck.
I would. Of course I
don't
would.
Want your support.
Oh,
I don't want your
bastard.
Support.
Are you serious?
I don't want your support. I don't want you.
Oh,
well,
you don't. You know, if I had any feelings, it would probably be hurt. But
I don't even know why I come to your show. I think it's only because sometimes the time that's you know. Hey, all right, look who's here. Okay, I'll let me go to the train wreck. But because
you buy the ticket every morning.
I got it.
Am I late? Can I get aboard? Can I get aboard?
Yeah, right. I have a show. You know, I have a show, but it's one of those free shows. It's a half an hour. So it's not worth you know, and you can't even do it during what they call prime time. So I don't even have a show. I have a show. I've had a show for years. I just don't put it on the air.
Well, okay. Well, let me know if you ever want me to come on there. Here's the last one. I already told you about this, but
you come in your own apartment. You don't come on my show. Okay.
I'll come on your show. I'll come on everybody's show. Yeah, I'm gonna be water guy.
Like
I'm gonna be tub boy.
It's like that joke you talked about with what's the difference between a zit and a priest? Remember that joke you said?
Well, yeah, a zit will wait until you're 12 before it comes on your face.
Yeah. Right. I like that one.
Wait till you're 12.
I like that one. Wait till you're 12.
Yeah, a zit will wait until you're 12 before it comes on your face.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, Joe.
The fucking priest.
All right, buddy, I got to go. It's already 5 o'clock in the East Coast. I can't believe it. It's almost 6. I've never been on this late.
That was all right. Okay.
All right, my man.
Okay.
I will be on at regular time tomorrow. Thank you, Joe, for coming on. It's good to hear your voice, even though you don't want me near your show. 708,
yeah,
thank
nowhere
you for coming
it.
In.
I wouldn't let you. I wouldn't let you.
You know what? Because I was going to play something for you that you like, and then you're being an asshole. I'm not going to play it anymore. You know that?
Oh, see what I mean? That's why I wouldn't let you on my show. All of a sudden,
oh,
I've been on your
no,
show now for over an hour, and now I'm a fucking asshole. Now you're definitely not going to the show.
No, where's that song? Because you love that. You love that song. Remember the song Happy? Because I'm happy.
Oh, I like that song. Yeah.
I forgot who. I don't have it in alphabetical order. Who sung that song? Do you remember? Because I'm happy.
No, but I know who you're talking about. I like that.
Yeah,
song.
I can. I see. I was gonna play that for you, and I can't find it anymore. All right, everybody. Even Howard Stern steals my show, right, Joe? How good am I if Howard Stern steals my shit?
Oh, even that. Oh, God, Jesus Christ.
What do you think?
Yeah. Okay.
No. What?
Oh,
what
yeah.
Do you
Howard
think?
Stern. Howard Stern didn't call your fucking show.
Listen to me. Listen
I heard
to
the
me.
Clip. He did not call
Listen.
Your show. Somebody sent
Let
you
me.
A clip, and they said Howard Stern called. That clip was put together by somebody who wanted to make you believe he called your show.
No, no, no. Let me tell you what happened before you get into these conspiracy theories.
Here we go.
The
I'm
original
a
clip.
By Howard Stern.
The original clip is somebody came on our show. It wasn't Howard.
Uh-huh.
Melissa was really funny, man. Melissa teared him apart, okay? Howard Stern was promoting his second book. So apparently these guys go around these shows and they do these spin up, you know, they do these things for Howard Stern and they hand it to Howard Stern. Now Howard Stern will get it and he edited it. He has heard it. The stuff that he was talking to Robin was true, was real.
It was right.
That he did play the clip. He was talking about the show, and I know he was talking about the show because when I got off that show, I had 12 people on my Hammer page that were saying, I heard you on Howard Stern, because he was talking about it. He talked about it. They said he played it 4 times, and he was talking about it. So he was talking about the show. So he did edit it to, that is his voice, and that is Robin's voice. Then he just played it.
Yes.
So yes,
right.
Yeah, he was, but he was talking about us. It wasn't him who called. It's one of his pranksters that called. These guys do these pranks. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's different. Yeah. Yeah.
And then when they Howard liked the prank so much that he played it on his show. He played it on his show.
Oh, okay.
And they
that's
played
what
the whole thing.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, they played 3 or 4 times on his show. And they, you know, they did this and this when it was the read. So, yeah, he listened to the show. It's not uncommon, Joe, when you get on Blog Talk that you get these writers. You get these writers from Kimmel or whatever. What they do is they will go on these shows and get material. I've had my shit stolen a lot of time. And I have over the years. I'm going, shit, we just did that bit, you know? But it's not. That's what these writers do. They go to these blog talks or these internet things, and they find somebody funny with it. They'll steal their material, and they're just as human as anybody else, and they'll write it. So yeah, Howard Stern did play that clip, and the original clip about 4 or 5 times. That's what people were telling me on the internet. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Okay. I will play the original how it really was probably tomorrow because Melissa was really funny. The guy came in basically promoting Howard's second book, and he was saying all this shit. Melissa said the funniest joke of the year because me and Melissa was ragging on this guy because he was being stupid. He was going, oh, you know, Howard Stern, what do you think of Howard Stern? The guy says, and I go, oh, so he has a new book out. Yeah, he has a new book out. What do you think of Howard Stern with a new book out and everything? He should win in a prize. And, yeah, I said, yeah, he should win the Pulitzer. And then Melissa goes, yeah, he should win it Pulitzer. And we started laughing just at her timing. Pulitzer. We started laughing.
Pulitzer.
And the guy goes, hey, I do the jokes here. I do the jokes here. And she went after him. That was the original. That was the original show. Then they took that and made it into what you guys heard. There you go.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, yeah,
right,
Howard says that. He owes me.
Okay. Yeah. His career is based partially on the material that he's gotten from you.
Stop it.
Okay, of course it is. Yes.
Stop it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to go that far.
Yeah.
See, now you're making a mockery of my little tiny tribute to his show at the time because he did play it.
Uh-huh.
He did make the comment to a point where he made the cutting thing. It was him cutting it, by the way, and added him and Robin into it. And it got 34,000 views. Our voices on there. And he didn't ask for our permission at all. I even said to Melissa, as soon as the guy left, we're not going to get any credit at all. And sure enough.
Yeah. Well,
you're not impressed,
know.
Are you?
Okay.
You're still not impressed, are you?
I've been coming to the show for a long time. So in any case, I know you got to go.
You're not impressed, Joe? Joe, you're not impressed? You're not impressed, Joe? You're not impressed at all?
Fuck you. Not impressed.
You should be impressed.
No.
I'm bigger than Howard.
No, I'm impressed.
Anyway.
Okay.
I'm bigger than Howard anyway. Howard's 70 years old.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Oh, there it is.
Gonna to tease your ass a little bit.
You finally found it. Yeah, you finally found the song. Okay.
All right, man. You have a happy day.
All right,
you got some
easy,
now. All right, you got some subjects.
What?
You got some subjects.
Oh, yeah, I got, what was it, the 5G? Yeah, well, I can bring that up on...
Why not? Yeah. And the mandate.
Well, there's so many.
And
the,
and suing the government.
The
can you sue Pfizer now?
Sure.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
All right, guys. Thank you, Joe. And thank you, 708. Thank you, King. See you guys tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.